You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show. That was Young Black Teenagers. I love that shit. I'm so stoked for that, like you can't even. But thanks for listening. Mark is not here, no phones. You know the deal. Go to Facebook, go to Vine, go to SoundCloud. We're on everything, socially. Have fun. Enjoy. YouTube, subscribe.
The really, answer. One words? Just one word answers? That's all you're given?
Riotcast.com.
Forgot iTunes.
Twitter. Oh, yeah, go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave us awesome happy days.
You're regressing.
I didn't get a chance to practice.
I've been doing it for like 3 months.
I know, but I have to practice.
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
You're always speechless.
No, I'm not actually.
Yeah. Marco's not here tonight, so I'm sitting in his chair, and everything sounds so different. It's freaking me out.
Like in a bad way?
I don't know. I can't tell yet. It's just so
different.
Can you
hear us, though?
I can hear everybody great. Okay. But
he texted me to disinfect the chair when you leave.
Oh, God. But yeah, it seems everything is much like lighter over there.
Lighter?
Like I can't hear everybody as like there's not as much noise.
Okay. I'll go with that. We have a special guest tonight. You wanna go?
Oh yeah. We have my Biffles here tonight.
The one she always talks about on the show.
Very, very special to Missy.
Yeah, very special.
So?
Yes.
What, do you want to fight?
I don't know how great of a guest I'm going to be over here.
Oh, don't worry. We have a shitty show. How bad can you be?
I like the show.
We appreciate that. Now, so now
fan.
She's here, and who's listening?
Your girlfriend?
Maybe.
Marco, probably.
Maybe. I'm not even sure if she's listening. She quit. No, I'm just kidding.
She quit.
Happy anniversary, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. That's actually the wrong words to use for this kind of thing. The 12-year anniversary of 9/11.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, at least the intro was a little better this year than it was last year.
I
remember that depressing shit?
I wasn't going to do that again. Because it was actually on the day of 9/11. I was like, that would kind of be cool. And then I realized it while I was playing it on the show. I'm like, wow, this is really depressing. It's like playing all the clips of the actual attack and then the president's speech and whatever else, the news reporter's speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was bad. I won't do that again. Don't worry. Yeah. Maybe for the 20th anniversary, I'll do it.
13. Maybe it'll be on a Thursday next year. Oh, will it? Because it was on a Wednesday?
Yeah, unless it's a leap year.
Oh.
See, she's smart.
What if it was on Friday the 13th? The 13th?
The 11th on the 13th? September 11th on the 13th. Yeah, she's smart.
I would like to officially retract that last statement I made.
You're a good judge of character.
Thank you, thank you. Well, tomorrow's Friday 13th, so we're having another anniversary. Did I miss something?
Oh, tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
What if it was on Friday the 13th? That would be pretty fucking amazing, actually. Maybe she could visit the moon if that were to happen.
I will go to the moon.
Now we can see why you guys are friends.
If it was just the two of them in the room, do you think either one of them would have caught it?
Probably eventually.
Yeah, like on the ride home. Oh my god, I can't believe you just said that. It just hit me now.
Oh god. Yeah, maybe actually.
Oh my god. Yeah, I really hope this year my birthday is on Halloween. Yeah, I was born in May, but we can hope. We can hope. It'd be kind of cool. That was wonderful.
That was good.
It must be that chair.
It is. See, blame the chair.
Well, we still have yet to really get into the show.
Yeah, that's true.
You really didn't. You already had a lousy intro. So.
I always
that's blame the chair.
Another miserable night.
This is the only brown chair.
Very good.
Are you fucking high?
What color is the table? I was hoping she'd say wood. Is that even a color?
Just like it smells hot out, or yeah, it smells
yeah.
like hot.
First, like one of the first full sentences she said when she shows up tonight. Wow, it smells hot out tonight. Like, I actually had to think about that for a second because I just woke up like an hour or so.
It's a real smell though.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Yankee Candle makes a hot candle. It smells like hot.
Do you have that holiday hot candle?
Isn't that the soap your girlfriend bought you for Christmas 2 years ago?
Yeah, hot. That I still have?
Is it in your shower still?
Yes. It's like this much left.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I use it.
He uses it to wash his asshole.
I use it to clean the tub.
How big was the bottle?
It's like this big.
And you have that much left after since Christmas?
Well, I don't use that.
Which soap do you use?
I don't use that body wash. I actually buy one that I like.
Oh.
Yeah, I conserve.
You know, a lot of conservatives.
I use candy corn hand sanitizer to wash.
Come on, at your size, you got to use half a bottle of soap to wash that
body. I use like a 55-gallon drum with a hose attached to it.
You just jump in the drum?
No, I can't even do that. Oh, man. All right, so I gotta get this.
Yeah, I'm dying.
I got to get this out. This is like just my fucking luck, okay? So, and cue the fat jokes, because I'm definitely going to hear a lot for this. So I'm driving home from work yesterday, and I hear a commercial on the radio. Apparently Burger King, which I hate. I don't like Burger King. I don't like burgers, nothing. But they have buffalo chicken strips now. So I was like, oh, that actually sounds good. I could go
for that pig.
Right, thank you. So I could actually go for it. So I go to Burger King. I go through the drive-thru. I order them, and they tell me that, you know, pull around the front. You ever have that happen where they're like, pull around the front, we'll walk, you know, we'll bring out the food to you? Okay, so I do that. I park right at the curb in front of the door. I wait about 5 minutes, and this woman comes out. Now, I don't know how to explain how she looks. Picture, you ever see A League of Their Own?
Yeah.
You haven't.
Oh, I haven't.
No, okay. Marla Hooch?
Well, yeah.
Marla Hooch, okay.
No? Madonna isn't that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
Marla Hooch.
I saw a preview once.
Like this?
She was a little happier than that, but she's like, she got the build of...
It had to be you.
Did I say Marla Hooch or Frank Sinatra? What was that?
That was Missy's real voice.
She sings in it.
Yo, guys, what's up? So Marla Hooch with curly blonde hair and a missing tooth comes out. Okay. And she has glasses on that are so magnified, I can probably see every vein in her eyeball.
Ew.
And she's cross-eyed. Mm. She hobbles out the door with this little bag of food. And she walks up to my car as I'm rolling the passenger side window down. She looks at me like this, like with her head cocked to the side. And she goes, thank you, and drops the food on the floor. Turns around, walks away, and she's like, had a nice day. So I'm like, where the fuck are you going? No, come back here. Don't walk away from me. What the fuck? I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, this is a fucking joke, right? So I get up. What's that?
A ding fries are done thing.
Yeah. I get out of the car. I walk around the car, and there is all the strips on the ground. I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm yelling at her. She's already gone. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm not going in there.
Fucking retards.
Because I'm wearing my work uniform, and I don't want to cause a scene, and, you know, I don't want to get sued, or them get sued, or whatever. So I go back around and drive there. I was like, yeah, I was just here. I ordered the fucking chicken strips, told him to pull around. Well, some fucking broad came out and just threw my fucking food on the floor. She's like, okay, just pull up to the window. So I pull up to the window, and she's like, I'm so sorry about that. She's on a special work program. She's only here 2 days a week. I'm like, really? She's here 2 days a week? There are people out there that are like, can't even find a fucking job.
Oh, yeah.
And this fucking window licker has a two-day-a-week job that she can't even do right. And she's like, she's really not supposed to do that. We've had this incident before.
She's really not supposed to throw the food on the floor?
No,
really?
No, bring the food out, she meant. And I was like, what the fuck? Then why did you send her out? She's like, well, I think one of the younger workers here probably sent her out. But
As a joke?
Yeah, like, it's got to be like a joke, because I can't imagine how fun it could be working there. So they're probably like, all right, they're putting money in a pile. Like, all right, is she going to throw the food at his car or right near his car, you know? So I couldn't fucking believe it. And she was like, you know, like, she looked like Warren a little bit. From, you know, she had like this... You know, she kind of had this stare like she was looking at a butterfly hovering over her head. She's like, thank you. And like walked away. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm yelling at her. I'm cursing full force. I'm like, where the fuck are you going? Get the fuck back here. Don't you walk away from me. Like... And she's just like, you know, skipping to the fucking door. And I was like,
my mom is the former governor of Alaska.
I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, this did not just happen. This did not just happen.
That is amazing.
It was fucked up.
I can't believe you yelled at a retarded girl.
Yeah, you were mad.
I was angry. It's food. Chris, you can vouch for me. How angry do I get when I don't get my food?
I would never yell at a retarded girl.
You know what? I didn't know what her fucking problem was. I knew there was something wrong with her, but I was like, what did I do to you? Like, what the fuck? I was like, what is this fucking... I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is this bitch's problem?
Stupid woman.
She just fucking... Here, this is her. Ready, miss? Look. I'm right there. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're like, am I being punked right now?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, yeah, my friends are here to play a joke.
You're like looking around.
I could not fucking believe it. I was like, of all the fucking people in the world, this is what I have to deal with.
Oh my God. I want to go too.
I really want to go.
I really want to go.
It's like that fucking asshole that works over here at Walgreens. There's this black kid that works at Walgreens. Now, he's not retarded. I don't think he's retarded. He might be a little simple, maybe, a little.
I don't think so. I just think he's, like, very awkward. It's the understatement of the fucking year, I know, but yeah, he's extremely awkward.
Every time you come in, like, I go in there sometimes, because it's right around the corner from here, stop and buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
I walk in, and I'm at the counter. I'm not far away. I'm right in front of his face, like a foot in front of his face. That's like four fists. So,
That's about right.
Yeah. So I'm right in front of his face. He goes, hi.
He waves.
He waves at you. And
he waves.
Like, hi. In like a little high-pitched voice. Not a high-pitched, but like a very high.
A very un-black voice.
Yes, very un-black.
He probably has to fulfill his duties as a good employee and have to say hi to
nobody
him.
Else there waves.
Have you ever gone to any kind of store where someone actually waves at you in front of your face when you're at the counter?
Hi, kid!
And here's the kicker. After you're done paying this kid...
Bye!
He waves again.
No, he doesn't even do that. He goes like this. Bye. Like that. And I'm like, what is wrong with everybody? Like, they get like the stupidest fucking people to work these shit jobs.
When we went to Walgreens before we came here.
Uh-huh.
And as
the one down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the black kid?
No, I saw a curly haired dude. And as soon as he walked in, he's like, hey. And we're like, hello.
I just noticed the guy with the roaring red hair.
Is that curly? Like,
no, spiky.
Okay, never mind. He had red spiky hair.
Oh, the same guy?
In my mind, he had... Yeah, the guy behind the counter?
Not the one that we paid at.
Oh.
The guy behind him.
Oh, there was another guy.
He had, he just had red hair that didn't match his skin.
Oh.
What?
What color was his skin?
He was a white man, but...
A white man. It was like 1970. He was a white man.
He was a white man.
He just had hair that didn't match right.
Well, wait, but what shade was
it's
his
like
skin?
It's like a black man with blonde hair. It was just like a white
So he was like real dark-skinned?
No, this guy was very like pale, like ghostly.
That matches.
That does match.
Most gingers have pale skin.
He wasn't a ginger.
He had red hair, right?
Yeah, he dyed it red.
Oh, he dyed
it. Oh, okay.
I thought you meant like he... Yeah, I thought you meant like a ginger. I was like, wait, that fits just fine.
I would have called him a ginger.
Yes.
I was like, wait a minute, that sounds accurate. Where like you can see every vein in their face.
Like his eyebrows didn't match. You ever?
The carpets didn't match the drapes.
Right.
Okay.
I did not notice
it's
that,
like
man.
Platinum blondes who have like super dark eyebrows.
Yeah, that's pretty. Like that's Madonna in the 80s. Like,
it's a thing, though.
Stupid.
It's a thing. It's like a style.
I probably would rather him bring my food out than the fucking retard that I had to deal with. Oh, she had blonde hair too.
Shit like that only happens to you. I can never catch a fucking break and have something like that happen to me.
That would never happen to me.
That would
be amazing if it happened to me, but it would never.
That would make my whole fucking day.
I
wouldn't be able to stop laughing.
I was angry at first. And then when I got home, I started laughing about it. My girlfriend called me on her lunch break and she's like, hey, how's your day going? I was like, get this. You ready for this? Are you sitting down? And I told her, and she still hasn't stopped laughing. She's like, oh, my God. She's like, only you this happened.
Yeah.
She's actually witnessed fucked up things happen around me. And she's like, I just can't believe it, you know? And why? Why?
What? Who did brought out your food the second time?
No, I stayed at the fucking... I'm like, I'm not going up front. You're giving me my fucking food, tattoo lady. I was like, you're giving it to me, okay? You're smart.
Were they very apologetic? Or were they just kind of like...
Yeah, they gave me an extra fucking five-piece. And I was like, well, if I really wanted it, I could have just got it off the floor out front. And I told her, I was like, you might want to have someone clean that up, because it looks gross.
Probably still there.
Fuck do I know. I wouldn't be surprised. They probably had her clean it up. She probably ate it.
I came out free food.
Fucking retards. Unbelievable.
That's so insane.
I would kill for something like that to happen to me.
That would be so awesome.
I felt like I was dreaming at first because I'm rolling down the window to kind of give her a hand, you know, like you could just hand it to me through the passenger window, you know, because the way I was facing the building or parked in front of the building. And I'm like, you know, looking at her. And then as she gets closer, I start to see the cross eyes and her eyeballs looked as big as the lens of her glasses. That's how magnified it was. So I start getting wide-eyed, and I'm like leaning back in my car, like, oh, this doesn't look good. And then I notice, like, the fang in her on her top row is missing. You know, like the little fang you have there. Yeah. It's gone. And that's the only side of her mouth that's open. Kind of like she had a stroke already, sort of type thing.
Was she older or younger?
I would say she was probably in her late 40s, early 50s, but who knows? Oh. For all I know, she could be 18. They just age bad, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I would say she was in her late 40s, early 50s. Heavy set. She was like, she looked like, she was built like Warren and Marla Hooch. She acted like more like Warren, though, obviously.
Yeah. Is Warren from
Something About Mary? Okay. Yeah. Have you seen my baseball?
Yeah. That guy.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? Walking towards my car. So I'm like, all right, just be nice, you know. And I started to smile at her, and she's smiling the whole fucking time. Like, and that's when she says thank you first, which that threw me off right there. I'm like, wait, nothing happened. What are you thanking me for? You know? She's like, thank you. She had her whole order all wrong, like the order of shit she did. Except, well, the food part, she should have never threw that on the floor, dropped it. And that's when she's like, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Opened
thank
her hands.
You.
Food falls down. And then she, like, hobbles the other way. Kind of like a fucking video game. Had a nice day. I was like, where the fuck are you going? What just happened? Who are you? Come back here. Don't walk away from me. And I'm like, I'm yelling at a special needs person right now. Like, it hit me when I got home. I yelled.
I would have left. I would have. I would have gone away.
But here's the thing:
the
windows in the front of the building are tinted, so I'm thinking now that there's like a row of people in there watching this all go down and laughing.
You're probably like on a TV show somewhere now.
I didn't sign a disclaimer or
you
a release.
You won't know. It's probably like some like foreign.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
there check YouTube. I will
yeah,
tomorrow.
It could be YouTube.
But see, and what did I say? Then I was telling Chris about this, and I said, this is why I have to buy those glasses with the camera.
The Google
because
Glass.
Of oh, yeah. Shit like this. Because if I had that and I recorded it, I would have put that shit up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
At least just the satisfaction of showing the people that I tell the story to. Because it was unbelievable. It was like, is this... How can this possibly happen? Like, is she that fucking far gone where she... I mean, how does she do this job? What does she do? Maybe she was, like, bored and decided, well, there's no sweeping to do, so let me throw shit on the ground so I can come back and sweep outside. I have no idea.
First of all, she's probably never done it before. So the people were probably like, hey, were they busy? Well, they were obviously busy if you had to pull around.
No, it was because it was like 10 of 12. So it was still like kind of early, I guess. I don't know.
But they were busy enough to where they had to get the drive.
No, they just said no. There was like only one person behind me because I was able to go back around after this shit happened.
Then why the fuck did they have you pull around the front?
They were just putting the tenders in the fryer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So then maybe they were like, because
she was the grill man.
Maybe they were just like Marla. Like,
can you imagine if she was the grill man? She goes to flip the fucking burger; it's stuck on the ceiling, or she's flipping it behind her back.
Well, they got that retard strength, so it probably go through the ceiling.
Well, see, that's the other thing too. I was worried for a second because, like, I thought about it after the fact, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of glad she didn't throw it in the car.
Yeah, because it would have went everywhere.
Yeah.
Did you get sauce and shit?
What? It was on the ground.
Did you get a drink?
She already gave it to me at the window.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm thinking about, I'm like, you want this too? Like, want to throw this on the fucking ground too? It was just unreal. But I'm thankful she didn't throw it in the car or like drop it in the car.
Right.
Because then imagine if she had got buffalo wing sauce all over my seats. I would have.
Your brand new car?
I would have probably snapped her neck right there, just in front of everybody. In broad daylight.
Are they like juicy buffalo wings?
They were actually pretty good.
But they had sauce all over them?
They were just smothered in buffalo wing sauce, like Frank's Red Hot sauce.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was really good, surprisingly good. So I'm
were
like,
they boneless?
Yes, or else I wouldn't have got them.
Hmm.
I would have just got wings at a good place.
Yeah,
bones at Burger King?
I don't fucking know. I haven't been to Burger King in like 8 years.
And the only reason to go there now is that and to see Marla.
Gotta see Marla.
Is that a real name?
No, we're just calling her out because she looks like Marla Hooch.
Missed that part.
Yeah, but I just couldn't believe it. That's why when you sent me that text message, because I said I let him know that your friend was coming on. I said her biffle is a go for tomorrow night, and he goes, "Biffle? Wow, what did you say? Like something like." Now you're retarded too, or something like that. That's not my word. And I'm like, speaking of retards, have I got a story for you? And when I talked to him, I told him, and he was like, oh my God. So that was like the highlight.
I thought you were going to say she hit on you.
Who?
The woman.
No.
Instead, you said that she dropped the
chicken. I would have rathered. That would have been a little gentler of a process. Be like,
call my baseball.
How would you have declined her?
I would have just told her I was gay. It seems like the easiest way to say
you cock smoker.
Me and Jesus were on South Street once, and we were in this bookstore called The Wooden Shoe. And it's like a...
The Wooden Ship or Shoe?
Shoe.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's all good. It's like a... I don't know. It's non-profit shit. It's like all for fucking charity or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this like retarded woman that is always on South Street was in there, and she's like talking to the guy behind the counter, and he's being real nice. And the whole entire time we were in there, they're talking. They have like free condoms on the like table.
I'm
like,
losing you now. She went from a non-profit bookstore to free condoms.
Well, it's like, you know, free fucking sex. I'm like, free. Oh no!
What?
Free fucking sex things.
It's like.
You dumb motherfucker!
Protect yourself, you know? Like, fucking
yeah,
don't
I got
get
you.
AIDS. So,
that's a great post. Don't get AIDS and throw condom at people's faces.
So, the guy's being very, very nice to her. And then she's like, what are these? And he's like, oh, that's a condom. She's like, what are they for?
The retard saying.
The retard is like going in depth with him. Like,
that's her fuck. She's smart.
Oh, yeah.
She was trying to...
She's, like, hitting on him.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, she's like, well, like, are they for me? Can I have one? And he goes, he's like, yeah, you can have one. She goes, what do I do with it? He's like, well, it's not really for you so much as it's for a man. And she goes, oh, do you like these? Do you use these? And he was like, I'm not comfortable answering these questions.
Is he a politician?
But she wouldn't stop it. Me and Jen are, like, trying to pay for her stuff, and we're like... What the fuck? And the
I would have told her to put it on a banana before she eats it.
Oh, God. She probably would have.
That's the whole point.
Got a banana right here. But this bitch, I see her all the time on South Street. And when I was eating in Hot Diggity with my friend. And she
I swear, I think she lives in a fantasy world. Like, do you imagine like her living in a Disney movie? Let's go to Hot Diggity. And they just hop down the road. Like... I don't know why. A wooden shoe.
Okay. And my shoes fell off.
Hot diggity. I mean, it's just, it's so her life. It's like a fantasy world. You live in Cool World.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Cool World.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God, it was. We were eating, and she comes in, and she's like, can I have your hot dog? And I was like, no. She's like, why?
Because she was probably like, I got to put this condom on it. That fat guy with the flyer shirt told me to put it on my hot dog before eating it.
And the manager, and it's like out of a movie, and the manager was like sweeping, and he like chased her out with the broom.
Like it was a vermin.
He's like, you're not allowed in here. You know that.
Get the fuck.
He was like swatting her like vermin. Like, get out of here, shoe, retard, shoe.
And she like was like, and she was like, you know how like an animal acts when it's like, startled. And she was like,
hiding behind a chair. Get out of there.
I was like, oh my God.
Wow. That's funny. Ew, did something just fly? She just coughed up this some particle. She went like this. And she goes.
Was it a candy corn?
A candy corn.
Check again. It might be a tooth.
A candy corn.
Oh, God. I watched the whole thing.
Thank God I didn't see that. I probably would have fucking puked.
It wasn't gross.
Yeah, hocking up a candy corn.
I didn't hock it.
She fired it like a BB.
I didn't hack it. I have a respiratory problem right now.
You think?
We'll give that.
Yeah, every
away.
Time you lay on your back, you have 30 pounds crushing your lungs.
Let me ask you a question. When you're home listening to this, right?
Yeah.
And we start busting her balls. Do you think it's funny at all? Are you like, these assholes, like, why are they making fun of
her? I don't know. I think it's funny, except when you're talking about, you know what, and then I knew where you guys were going with that with her.
What?
The crying.
Oh. No, but for the most part.
I'm protective at home. I couldn't do anything about it.
Were you listening on the phone? Or
if I was there, I would do nothing.
Oh, I lay in my bed with my iPhone. I just listened.
Did you, like, yell at your phone when that was happening?
No, but I was like, those dicks.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, big fucking baby.
That was upsetting.
It was. I mean, we were all kind of thrown off when that happened. So we were just like, I said to you, I was like, go smoke.
Yeah, he was going to throw something at me, which I'm glad you never did.
Well, I wasn't going to throw anything heavy. It was like a piece of paper. I wasn't going to, like, peg you with a fucking brick.
I'm like this. And then all I see is, like, Fabio, like, waving.
I'm like, he's like, go outside. I'm like,
zoom.
And then when she left, we were like, so how about that weather? Like, it was awkward as shit in here. Now, do you catch her saying shit on the show? Like, in other words, you hear some of the crazy shit she says on the show, right?
Yeah.
Does she say that, in, like, around you, too?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So it's not an act?
She's normal.
I'm normal. I'm just creative.
Normal
imagine,
in their world.
In their world.
I have an imagination.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not, what? Like, I'm not attacking you. I'm just curious. Wow. Because sometimes I think you do this shit for the show.
I could see that.
Yeah. Because, like... Not saying that you're, no. You know.
Not fake.
You should. She said something to me today online about how it's glasses weather.
It's what?
It's glasses weather?
It smells hot. It's glasses weather. That's why.
We like, chat, you know, while we're at work. You know, just kind of, what are you doing? What are we doing when we're done work or whatever? And we were talking about it being 69 degrees on Saturday, and I got excited for hats.
Right.
So she's like, yes, hats, scarves, and glasses. And I was like...
You mean like reading glasses?
Yeah, like, no, I wear glasses sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glasses weather.
It's a seasonal thing for her.
It is.
Have you ever seen that in an AccuWeather forecast? Where there was a picture glasses of Brady weather. Glasses, like of the big sun with glasses on it? Break out those glasses.
But I was confused. So she had to explain it to me, and then she goes, TMI.
I want the explanation.
She has to tell you. I can't.
Because I sweat, and then they fall off my face.
So when it's, I guess, not sweaty outside.
They sweat, and then I have sweat pools. And then it's gross.
Sweat holes?
Pool.
Pool. Sweat. No.
I think she works at Burger King.
Pools. Pools.
Pools.
Pools.
Like a swimming pool.
Yeah, but like sweat.
Why'd you start with poles?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Chris. Here comes the joke.
Open-ended.
Yeah, so it is glasses weather on Saturday, I'll admit.
You're wearing glasses now. It's hot outside.
That's because I can't fucking see. I'm blinded.
It's hot outside.
I can't see.
I know. It does smell a little hot outside. I agree.
It's the wrong season for glasses.
Well, I won't wear them outside. I'll wear them in here. But then, like, once the show's over, I take them off.
Put your contacts in?
No, I don't have contacts.
Why not?
These are, like, dollar store glasses. I've never gone to the eye doctor before.
So if you buy them at Walmart or Walgreens or something like that, it means you're farsighted.
You're not answer that. No.
Correct?
No.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you're farsighted.
Because you can see far, but you can't see close.
You're right, but you mean to tell me they don't sell nearsighted glasses?
No, you have to get a prescription at the doctor for those.
Who are you?
I'm Biffle.
Biffle!
See? Don't ever.
So you can never get nearsighted glasses, ever?
No.
Because I'm confused, because they have like the positive and negative.
Yeah, you can only buy positive. Ooh.
No.
Positive at... No?
No, I've seen negative.
I think you're lying.
I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. Because I put some on and I was like, oh my God, I took them right off.
Were they bifocals?
No, because if I wanted to go buy...
No, bifocals are two... Mm-hmm. There's like a thing down here and then they're...
My eyes are negative, like two, negative two something, 2.25. I can't go get my glasses at... I have to go pay like $70 lenses and then the frames are $100.
But aren't they like fit for like each individual, like don't you have to get tested? Like for me it's like I can actually see. I can even without
you can't
the glasses
read close or see close.
I can, but after 5 minutes it gets blurry for me. So like my eyesight is starting to go.
Maybe that's an astigmatism. It's a thought.
Maybe. I don't know. Hold on a second. We're gonna get an update on that. You're right.
I'm right?
Yeah.
See?
Is it your girlfriend?
First it was your ring, and then comes back, you're wrong.
She always comes to save the day. Thank you.
You hear that? Thank you. Yeah, I'm wrong. You're right.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, but I've seen the positive and negative before.
I think you think that you see the negative, and you don't really.
Maybe I just can't see without the glasses. It looks like a negative.
It's all an illusion, Fabio. There's no
Must
negative.
Be.
I wish I could get my glasses at Walmart.
These are just a one. That's all it is. It's a plus one.
Yeah.
This one, I'm saying. It's not like...
See, I can read if it's really close to me, but if I took my contacts out, I wouldn't be able to see your face. Blurred lines.
Do that now. You'll be better off. You'll get the show a lot easier. That's what she does.
Yes. When I don't wear my glasses, everything looks like I'm underwater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Oh, no. It's really freaky. Like, you know when you go underwater and you open your eyes, how everything looks?
Yeah.
Same deal. That's exactly what it looks like.
Are you legally blind?
No, but I have nearsighted and farsighted, and I have astigmatism, and I'm all fucked up.
I had LASIK surgery, and I had to have to wear contacts again.
So it went away?
It went away, yeah.
But when you first got it done, it was okay? It worked?
We talked about this last
time. Yeah.
It was amazing.
And I told them.
When I opened my eyes, I could see. When I got up from the surgery table, my eyes were sore and stuff. But yeah, I could see right away. 2 years later, I'm back to the same old situation.
How much was that surgery?
Like $1,300.
That seems fairly inexpensive.
Yeah.
For that.
Not for me when I was 23 years old.
No, inexpensive for that type of surgery, you say.
Yeah,
it's cheaper
mean,
now, I feel. Oh, maybe
no.
It's $2,300.
Even still, that sounds pretty inexpensive.
I had to take out like a loan and stuff, but I think it's cheaper now. No. But I have lifetime enhancements. I can go tomorrow and get it done again for nothing.
Oh,
so
really?
So I did pay extra. But I'm not going to get it again.
Ever?
Hell no.
No.
Yeah, they said I can go blind or something.
Yeah, there's a chance every
What's
time.
What's the point of this shit if it doesn't work? Like, I heard Tiger Woods has, like, better than perfect vision or something.
It works for some people.
He's, like, 20 feet.
Yeah, he can spot a 10 from 100 yards away.
I don't know. I don't want to risk my eyesight.
I don't blame you.
I work in computers, so maybe it just gets worse because I stare at computers all day.
I think so. I think that's why mine started to go, because I was constantly staring at a laptop.
Probably.
Are you
kids'
okay?
Generations are going to be blind by the time they're 25. Like, my kids, when I have them, they're going to be blind at 25.
Oh, so you do want kids?
Yeah, I want kids.
The
See,
fuck?
We are different people.
Okay.
She wants
same IQ, but everything else is different.
She wants to get married, have kids, do that whole fucking spiel.
Good for you.
I'm semi-normal.
That does not make me abnormal.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't at all.
Not in this day and age. Maybe like 50 years ago. You'd be
well,
like,
I'm going to be like 54 by the time it like really happens. I'm
really?
Sure.
You think you're going to get pregnant by then?
Well, I'm going to try.
Not that it can't be done, but really it's not really
a
good
time. I might have to like...
Freeze your eggs now?
Like turkey baster or something. I don't know. It's just, I feel like I'm a little late now, but it is what it is.
So give her candy corns, you selfish bitch.
I'm just far away because I'm in the captain's chair.
Where my girlfriend works, it's $4,500 for LASIK.
Where does she work?
I can't say that on the air. I'll tell you after.
Yeah, tell me after, because I maybe she works at the place I went to. The guy it's that in, I went to.
It's in Maryland.
Oh, yeah, not that place.
Yeah. The other one you went to.
When I hear about this doctor that did mine... Mm-hmm. It's because I can't say it. He's done thousands upon thousands and thousands of people's eyes. I'm like, there's 1,000 people who can't see right now because I can't. It's, I mean, I'm sad about it because I went and got it because it sucks not to see. And it sucks to put contacts in every day. Mm-hmm. Or fall asleep in them and then have to wake up and you're like one eye in it in the morning.
Sup.
One eye in it.
It is. You know, I can imagine, right?
Not the contacts part, but like, I don't know if she's having a stroke or she's winking. She's like, it's the most awkward wink ever. I know what you're doing. You're trying to give me that, like, do I do that in the morning? But so it's, I can't even concentrate. She's like, No, I know what you're saying, but except for the contacts part, I've never had them. So
why not? You afraid to put something in your eye?
No, I never went to an eye doctor before.
No.
Afraid to put something in my eye? Yes! Isn't that the normal answer? Are you supposed to put anything in your eye? Besides contacts?
Yeah, contacts. Visine.
I've never tried eye drops before.
Really?
Never. Never.
Do you never got an eye infection?
You ever have a sty?
No.
You ever smoke pot right before work?
No.
Square. Are
you asking me that question for real? If I smoke pot, where am I going after that?
Burger King.
Burger King.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Have a nice day. Fuck. No, I never did. I get bloodshot eyes just for, you know, when I wake up real early in the morning, like 2:30 in the morning when I wake up. Sometimes my eyes are bloodshot. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the only time I got, I used eye wash. You know, the eye wash, like for instance, if you see like in a medical facility.
Right.
I've had to use that before because I got something in my eye. Like, I think it was a, I don't know, some sort of dust particle like flew into my eye and it was like painful as shit. So I went and like washed it out. That's the only thing that's ever touched my eyeball. It's that in my finger.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've never gone to it. Not that I wouldn't go. I'll go. I just never went. This is much easier.
Like, what if you had glaucoma and like you didn't know it? You have to go for like yearly checkups.
I don't think I have glaucoma.
I feel like you're too young to have glaucoma.
Nuh-uh.
Really?
Yeah, you can be young and have glaucoma.
Really? How do you get glaucoma?
I don't know, but do you know how they test it? At least at my doctor, apparently.
All right, bend over.
Where is this facility? Is this like in the back of an alley?
Behind a dumpster? It's on a major highway.
Okay. It's a truck stop. Grab a beer, get your eyes checked.
They blow a puff into your eye. It's like you sit there and they open it and it's a machine. It goes right in your eye.
Like what? A puff of what?
Air.
Oh. Okay.
I don't like that.
I don't either. Every time I'm like... Like that, with all my might. And then it's like, and I'm always like,
They used to test it. They used to put something, I went to this old school doctor, used all these old machines. It was like you were back in the 1930s. And they put this thing on your eye.
Clockwork Orange.
And like,
yeah, right?
They dilate your eye and then they push on your eye. Yeah, I don't like that guy either.
No. I don't like that guy.
I don't know.
He's an asshole. Oh my god, it's funny.
You wouldn't know. You don't go to the eye doctor.
No, you're right. I wouldn't know. See, like, I can see right now, but if I keep them off,
yeah, in like
eventually
seconds.
Get blurry. Yeah. And if you see me doing this,
one eye in it.
Actually,
chinky eyed.
Yeah, chinking it up. Just.
Oh,
What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
As she puts the phone down. Nothing. You can hear it, too. She's not even secret. Nothing.
I forgot to check in on Get Glow.
Oh, okay, good. Shut Make up. Sure you check in on Get
it's
Glow.
It's promotion.
Right.
I like Get Glow.
Me too.
I think you guys sniff glue. I'll be honest with you.
No.
No.
I used to huff butane.
What?
I'm dead.
That was her version of whippets.
What is butane?
This is good.
Butane, propane.
What?
What do you put in lighters?
That's what you put lighter fluid in here.
No, like a Bic lighter or something. You can fill it with butane.
The one where you see like the cheap ones you buy at the store, those are usually butane. Actual fluid.
Like the lighters I use are filled with butane.
And you used to huff it?
Yep.
How do you huff it?
Just go like this. It's like whippets. It's like doing a whippet, but it's stronger.
I don't know what a whippet is either.
It's when you get... So you get a kid. It's like when you get a can of whipped cream, but you don't let the whipped cream come out. You just let the can. Yeah. Yeah, I used to
Yo guys, what's up?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, what do you mean?
You used to huff butane.
What else have you huffed?
Is butane like a
gas?
Is it a gas? So inside your lighters is no fluid at all. Mm-mm. It's all gas.
No. Wait. Hold on. Stop the car. When you fill a lighter with butane, there is fluid. You know what? That's actually
a good question.
Yes, because there's no fucking fluid in the can. I don't think it goes in like high pressured, and then you see the fluid in the lighter in the
right
the Bic lighter. So I'm.
It's compressed, probably.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Because lighter fluid is what I use for my Zippo, and that's just fluid. It's like charcoal lighting fluid.
My jaw would get really cold from it, from the huffing.
Well, you know what I do notice? If I'm filling a butane lighter, it gets cold at the end. It's like, yeah, your jaw would get cold. Jesus Christ. What else have you huffed?
Whippets.
Besides that, that's obvious.
CO2 cartridges.
Like for paintball guns?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, I used to call them purple aliens. I don't know why.
Oh. I remember getting kicked out of a roller skating rink. I wasn't a part of this, but I was, I suppose. But I was in the bathroom.
You were an accomplice.
I was at the roller skating rink hanging out. I had to go pee, so I went to the bathroom. And next thing you know, there was like a bunch of adults, I guess, or authorities. I can't remember. But we all got like taken out like by force out of the bathroom because they were snuffing or huffing.
Huffing.
They were snuffing.
Hairspray? Is that
normal? Aquanet.
It was like, yeah. It was like hairspray cans. They were doing something with them. I had no idea what was going on. All I know is that...
How do you huff?
I've never huffed Aquanet.
Oh, you know the brand, too. Aquanet. I never huffed Aquanet.
That's the good shit.
Yeah, that's the good... That's the high-end shit.
No, it was not. It was just good to like start fires with.
I do remember that. Yeah. I used to do that with hairspray.
Man, I was such a good kid.
Were you really?
I don't know any of this. I learn a lot from
She was a good girl.
Why are you ruining your life? How long have you guys been friends?
Well, she didn't like me when we first met.
Nope.
Why not?
I thought she was a bitch.
Why?
She was always staring at me. In my mind.
I do give this
Are you like sure it wasn't the fact that she didn't have contacts in?
Now, in hindsight, I know what it is, but like I would always like be looking around and like I would see her and I'm like, what the fuck?
She's always staring at me with that one eye, the fucking creep.
I used to call her the blonde bitch, and I'm like, that blonde bitch. Like, it's always fucking staring. I thought that you were like dating somebody in the band, and then you were like weird or something. Like, ah, who's that girl?
You know, were, is this true? Were you really staring at her? Or is it just
no? She was staring. No, she was like she was always observant.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm protective of my friends, so I kind of just watch over shoulders and stuff. Not that she was doing anything. I didn't realize I was giving her a stink eye. But I had like an intervention one day over a campfire with her and another friend who thought the same thing about me.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm kind of awkward and silent at first.
Kind of awkward and silent.
But we should hook her up with the dude from Walgreens. Hi.
Oh my god, he would scare me.
Yeah, he's scary.
I don't know how to handle weird people like that.
See?
She knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, see. She's very awkward. She would not make it if she saw the Burger King lady or the Walgreens guy.
I would have left Burger King if she did that. I probably would have cried, though. I would have felt really bad.
Oh, that poor little retard. She doesn't know what she's doing.
It's exactly what I would do. It reminds me of when we were at that show and you were dancing next.
Go ahead. Gotta tell it now.
She was so mad.
What, are you dancing with a retard?
So Chris, I'm not that
She kept getting in my way.
Who was
it? Retard.
Retard.
That was his name, or that's what he was?
A woman.
That she was retarded?
And she kept getting in my way, and she kept like bumping into me, and I was so fucking mad.
She came over to me, and she's like, I'm a bad person.
I'm like, fucking, I hate this fucking retarded bitch.
What the fuck are you doing?
I was so mad, and like, everyone's like, Missy, she's special. I'm like, no, she's not.
She's a retard. Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I was trying to dance, and she kept fucking hitting me.
Trying to dance, you fucker.
I was mad.
She's got Down syndrome.
I was no compassion at all.
I have those days, too. Like, the Burger King lady, I was yelling at her. I was cursing her out. So there are times where I get mad. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
There was one time where I worked in a jewelry store, and you know how sometimes you'll see like buses of retards go to like stores because the people watching them want to shop.
Yeah.
So they think it's a good idea to bring these kids or people, adults really, not kids, into the store. Well, this was like a fucking melee because as soon as these animals came into the store, the one kid, I keep calling them kids, but they're not. They're like 40. He fucking yanks his pants all the way down to his ankles and shuffles around the store for a half an hour with no underwear
on. No one told him to pull them up.
Yeah, the fucking lady, the handler, was like, now, Johnny, pull up your pants. No, you got to pull them up for him, and it's disturbing. You're in there. You know, he's just fucking shuffling around the store with his pants and underwear around his ankles. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then there's another guy, and this is the best part. I kind of like this guy because he was retarded, but he was trying to play smart. Because he came to the counter, and he's looking at all the diamonds and stuff like that. And he's like, so he's acting like he's going to buy, which is great, you know. And I'm standing there, and I'm like looking at him like, how you doing, bud? And he's like, good, how are you? And I'm like, good. Now he's like this, good, how are you? Like, that was his look. He had, again, he was like cross-eyed with a little tongue hanging out. He's like the retard of Michael Jordan. So, he was like, can I see that one? Like, he smacked his hand on the glass, and I was like, can't see it through the glass? Because I don't want to take it out. For all I know, this asshole might fucking swallow it.
You were working there?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not taking it out.
Hi, welcome to the conversation.
I thought you were just hanging out there.
Yeah, because that's what I do. I hang out at jewelry stores. Ready to scope out to join Robin later.
Sup?
Let the retard see the guy ring. No. So I was like, well, you can see it through the glass. I said, I'm not allowed. You know, I'm trying to play their level.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to be professional. I'm like, I can't really take it out of the glass right now. He's like, why not? And I was like, because it's not time yet. Take out the glass. Meanwhile, there's other people behind the counter showing stuff to other people, and they're like, well, there's like, he was smart, but he was not.
Yeah.
So I'm like, come on. And then this fucking asshole lets out this huge sneeze and just shit flies out of his fucking nose all over the glass. And I'm like, like, what is that? And I'm like, I'm looking over at one of the girls that worked with me. I'm like, I'm going to jail. Because I wanted to kill him. I wanted to smack his face through the glass. I wanted him to like, clean it up. Clean it up!
Did you give him Windex?
Huh?
Did you give him Windex?
Why? He would have drank it. He would have thought it was like Kool-Aid or something.
How do you clean it up without a tap? Like you?
No, no, no. I didn't give him the Windex. We have the window, the Windex. And I had to clean it. I had to grab a bunch of paper towels.
I thought you were telling him he had to clean
No, I wanted to tell him that.
Oh.
But I was like... So he sees me cleaning the countertop, or the glass countertop. So he... It like an idea pops in his fucking mongoloid head. And he goes, oh, he's got to clean it. So now he's like licking his palms and his fingers, and he's leaving handprints on the glass, walking around the counter. And I was like... Dude, imagine like the like turning into the Hulk. Like in my mind, I'm just like I could just see it now.
I'm so confused why there's like a field trip at.
They do this
store.
All the time. They bring them to malls. It's like it's kind of like getting them out. You'll see like the white. They're always like white vans, and there's like the, it's like passenger vans, and then they'll have two like overweight black women will be the handlers, right? And then they'll have like 7 40-year-old
kind of are these
7 40-year-old tards. Just, you know, shuffling out of the fucking van. And then the handlers are actually shopping. So they're thinking that these people are okay to, like, be by themselves. Well, if they were, why are they in special places? Because they need to be monitored, you know. They can hurt themselves. Like, one, I was in a department store one time. And again, this happened. I saw a bunch of retards coming in. And the first thing this kid did, he grabbed a hanger and he started beating the girl retard with it. No bullshit. They were 50 feet from the door when he walked in. He walks over, grabs a hanger. He took like whatever was on it, a jacket. He turns around and starts beating the shit out of the girl that was with him. And she's sitting there, instead of walking away or fighting back, she's sitting there taking, ow, 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 every hit. Ow, ow. I'm like, ah! What's wrong with these people? It happens all the time.
I don't see this very often, but I think I avoid it. It scares me.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Only because I feel bad and I don't know what to do.
Well, that's the thing.
Just laugh like everybody else. It doesn't make you a bad person to laugh at retarded people.
Would you laugh in their face if something like that happened to you?
I mean, I would try not to.
Right.
You know, kind of like turn away and just start laughing.
Right. I would just act like them. Okay. And just turn around and shuffle away.
I don't know how to
act. How about you? Are you imagining it, if it would happen?
Yeah, I am.
You're like, I could just see it in her head. There's one guy beating another guy.
I think I already know
what
she would be like.
Would you, like, dance next to twerk?
She'd start the campfire.
I don't know. I'd probably be rude.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You're a cunt.
I really am.
She would cue to get out of there.
I would. I'd be like,
yeah.
Like, I know when I'm about to do something bad.
Really? Would you actually, like, get violent with them?
No, but I would be a condescending piece of shit human being. Oh, yeah. All right. I guess you're missing a chromosome. Cool. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it's bad. I just get annoyed real easy. Like, with kids, what do you want? Like, when a kid, like, is being all
they're not fucking adults. You should, if anything, you should feel sympathetic to children.
No, like, kids, when they want your phone, and you're like, oh, what do you got on your phone? Nothing.
Cunch!
It doesn't even work. Leave me alone.
I remember waving this little kid, so cute, and waving back, and Missy's just standing there like...
She looks at him like a turd.
Yeah, like, ew. They don't...
I think I actually took a step back, and it was going away from us. Like, it was going that way, and I was like... I'm like Scrooge.
Wow, you're like... It's almost like kids are trolls to you. They're like evil little
unless
trolls.
Unless they can give CPR.
Oh, my God. This fucking baby made me want to have a baby. Never in my life did I ever think about having kids. I watched this video and I was like, I want to have a baby, and I want that baby. Like,
good luck.
It was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was doing adult things. Like, it was a baby, dude. It was the best baby ever. I want to meet that baby.
I guarantee you, if somebody needed CPR, no, it baby wouldn't would suck at it.
It would not save a life. But
it would drool in its mouth in the person's mouth.
It's probably going to be like a prodigy at age 5 and saving people's lives.
It's
at like,
so goddamn
I think it's
going to
be a drug addict by age 9.
Why?
Don't talk about my baby like that. That's my baby.
You know what baby was impressive? You ever see the baby from the Philippines that smoked like a pack of cigarettes?
Yeah.
He's
8
years old. He's like...
It's like 400 pounds.
He's a chain smoker, right?
Yeah.
And his parents are like, oh, it's a hobby.
He was blowing smoke rings out and shit.
Reminds me of that story that's on the news all over the internet about the 8-year-old wife that died. 8-year-old girl.
I read that.
Wife? Did you say wife?
8-year-old
in
wife.
In Yemen, I think it was.
Yeah, man.
Did what you happened? Read it?
She
no.
died she on died her wedding night from internal bleeding.
Oh.
Because of a 40-year-old husband at 8 years old. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. I would just throw up.
I couldn't even. I saw the headline. I couldn't even read the story.
I'm going to throw up.
Missy's looks like she's going to cry.
Oh, my God.
Do it. Cry.
So disgusting.
Cry.
Cry. Oh, man. My whole body just got
I just don't
like,
get how that's
limp off that.
Allowed in the world. And it was, like, banned. Or like it was like tried to be banned, and because it's a religious thing, it couldn't be. And so they marry like 8-year-olds. They were wearing
the
wedding dresses and everything.
Like, what was he just? He just was bang. Oh, I can't. Yeah. Even talk. I can't. Even talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you! You murdered me, you ass. Are you a pedophile?
That's just sick. That's absolutely sick.
That's what happens in the world.
Where was this? Yemen?
I think so.
And that's allowed?
I guess.
It's a religious thing or something.
How can you marry
a religion, you can
a
get away
kid.
With everything, apparently.
How can you I can understand a culture actually I can't understand, but I can see like back in like ancient times, like they would have, you know, a boy and a girl and they say, okay, you guys are gonna get married
like
when you're
one
older.
Day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I could see that. That's as far as
like
I can go.
Like arranged marriage.
Right. But I mean But not that they would get married at fucking 6.
An adult and an 8-year-old?
A 40-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Well, I know it wasn't, what's his face? The fucking guy that got in trouble for something similar to that years ago. The movie producer. I forgot his fucking name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The one that he's still...
He's in France because he can't get...
He can't get tried.
Fuck. Roman Polanski. I know it's not him because he's way older than 40.
Yeah, he's like fucking 80 now, isn't he?
And he's got like a 30-year-old wife or some shit.
He still
like
makes movies too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he actually... I don't know which one he just did, but...
Wasn't that like the Celine Dion story? Didn't she like... Wasn't she like 19 and he was like, I don't know... 65.
It wasn't him. It was her agent was like, yeah, like 50 or something. Mm-hmm.
She was really young. They're still together, though.
No, they're not. I thought they were
I thought they were
apart.
I don't know.
I thought she was with what's his face.
Okay, Chris, hit it. Who gives a shit?
It's like behind the music, Celine Dion.
That's like the last bitch we'd ever talk about on this show.
Touche.
Do you hate her?
Yes. The worst fucking...
So it's like a curse word I just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's not really my cup of tea. I'm so disturbed still.
Seriously, we need to talk about something else.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Like, I feel like all the blood is coming out of my body. Like, I can't even, like...
Don't stain my carpets.
I really feel like I, like... Ugh.
Pretty gross.
So what about that frog?
People think she's a whore.
Wait,
space
what?
Frog?
Excuse me?
Space frog.
The fuck are you talking about?
The frog that was stuck on the spaceship.
The spaceship was taken off in
Explain,
Virginia.
Explain. Give the listeners the story so they can imagine this.
Okay, I think it was over the weekend or something. Mm-hmm. But there is a spaceship got flung or whatever to...
What?
It took off.
It got flung?
It took off. It's going to space.
There was a frog on the side. And when... You know how it does that thing where the clouds and the fire are like... Do you know what I'm talking about? And it looks like...
The mushroom.
Yeah, the mushroom. The frog. The frog, man. He came flying off like...
So he was on the launch pad?
He was on the side of the spaceship just like chilling.
On it?
On it.
Like hanging on it.
Yeah, and then okay. He was just like...
How did you see a frog on a big-ass fucking spaceship?
Because when the
space
takeoff
shuttle,
happened...
I refuse to call a spaceship.
BuzzFeed?
No, where... I saw it on, like, Earth Sky or something.
Why were you there?
I go to Earth Sky every day.
What is that?
It's a science. Science. Ah, it's about Earth and stuff.
What the fuck are you talking about?
EarthSky.org.
I
go to it all the time.
I find something new about her every day.
I can only imagine. So do we, actually.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, he writes a blog for them and stuff.
Who?
Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's an astrophysicist.
You probably read his book.
I used to box.
I love him so much. But, and then they took this picture, and the frog is just coming at you. And he looks like, he's just like,
did he burn up in the...
I'm sure he's dead. They couldn't find his body.
You really
what
think,
the fuck?
You really think they had a fucking search party for a fucking frog?
They said that they did.
That's bullshit.
And they couldn't
Peter
find...
Peter probably got involved or something like that.
And then there was a bat before, too.
Fuck you, science!
Space bat. But he died. They found the body.
A space bat.
A bat was on the side of a shuttle again. Mm-hmm. And it...
I would think anything within a foot of that fucking space shuttle would
Don't
incinerate.
You think that they wanted to go to space? So why didn't they put them in the space shuttle with the people?
What?
I'm not 100% sure if she's
is she saying
what
the,
she's
the frog
they
or the bat
monkeys.
Wanted to go to space?
Yeah, they put
they,
monkeys.
They, meaning humans, put monkeys on the space. The monkeys don't sign a petition to get on the ship. So. So, what are you saying, miss? Are you saying that the fucking frog wanted to go to space?
It's possible.
It's not. Fucking idiot.
It is. Think about it. It could be anywhere in the world.
Dumbass.
But it chose to be there.
It chose to be there.
It chose to be on the side of it.
Didn't happen to just live. Because you know it's surrounded by water. You're talking about the one in Florida? Cape Canaveral?
No, Virginia.
I didn't know a space shuttle leaves from Virginia. What the fuck? In Virginia? Are you fucking serious?
Uh-huh. I think.
Somebody please check this because it's killing me. Virginia. Really? Like where they fucking filmed Deliverance? Like there's a space shuttle swamp somewhere that I didn't see?
Like off of Virginia Beach. It's always up a nice place.
I always thought it was like Cape Canaveral, like Florida.
There is one in Cape Canaveral.
But that's usually where they all fly.
There's got to be more spaceship like.
Yeah, they're everywhere. It's like right next to the gas station down the road.
I wonder why they picked Florida.
Maybe it's closest to the moon. No,
are you fucking kidding me?
I knew it when I said it. Andrew, I said it. I was like, dumb thing to say. I recognized while it was happening.
Fucking drooling idiot.
Are you looking up Virginia?
Try him.
Just look up frog spaceship. See what
I have it. It doesn't say where it took off from, though. At least this
you
article.
See the frog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me sing it.
That's cool.
It's like skydiving.
They actually call it space frog.
Space frog!
Yeah, but that's just the title of the article. Or just a way to describe it. It's not... The fucking frog never went to space!
It should have.
He didn't make it.
What if he was a mutant? I had to tell you about something.
Go ahead.
Okay.
There's a sea bug.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, it looks like Predator. Kind of.
Like the actual Predator?
Yeah, its face looks like the Predator. And then the rest of it looks like a crustacean.
Okay, so it's like a lobster with the predator's head.
It's like a 17-foot lobster, though.
It's huge.
Okay.
And it
and it's a bug.
They call it a sea bug.
It's a 17-foot bug.
They said it's...
Is there giants in the water?
They found it on a robot.
I'm losing my fucking mind.
They found the bug. They call it a sea bug, but it's some form of crustacean.
Listen to yourself. You sound demented.
It's we not, swim with those things.
I know, dude. It's so
we
creepy.
Swim with what?
Sea bugs.
Species bugs. What the... Chris, you hearing this?
I'm still sea looking bugs. Up where the fucking... It's in Virginia.
In sweet Virginia. What's up?
Wallops Island.
Wallops. Never heard of it.
What, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm a genius.
Because you read something?
Weren't you just down in Virginia? You didn't see it?
I wasn't in Virginia. I was in Maryland.
Oh, they're the same state, pretty much.
Yes, they are. South? Yeah, they are.
They all
well, you really do need glasses.
Or look at a fucking map every now and then.
Well, they're the same direction.
From here, yes. That's about the most accurate thing you've said about the whole Virginia, Maryland.
How come my name's not on here?
For what?
It says be. Marco Chris Fob.
Yours should be the next one.
It's not.
Bullshit. Is it wiped off?
Probably.
Okay. Boy, Marco really does hate you.
He was like, fuck her. She's out.
He probably drilled on it by accident.
Okay, so explain this bug thing. What's the big deal?
It's huge.
So you think it's like on the... You think like when you go into a beach, you think that you're going to actually run into it?
No.
Probably all that radiation in the ocean.
And all the trash. It's making weird bugs.
Please, continue.
No color. It looked beige. And it was like...
Beige is a color, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, but it was...
Had no fun color is what you really wanted
soft,
to say.
But it was very boring.
You want it to look like a peacock.
Yeah, if it's going to be this fucking ugly goddamn thing, it should be like...
Ugly? Like it, beige. Then it fits perfect.
And it had this like... It's like...
What did it have?
This hey, like praying man. It's like... It was very like... I don't know.
You're
doing
like a...
Like
conducting an orchestra.
It was very scary.
It was very, very scary. And
did
I
they have like
it
a close-up shot of its face?
Yes.
It was fake.
And what you say it was on a robot. It was just chilling on a robot's back. Apparently there's Transformers in the ocean. Is that how it works? Like,
they had a robot at 8,500 feet, I think.
Okay, so they had one of those little
and when it came
rovers
up,
down there.
The John was chilling on it.
A 17-foot bug was
no,
hanging.
This one was only...
He's not 17 foot. I was exaggerating.
Oh, okay.
But it...
He was like 3 feet.
Okay.
And he was on the robot. It's a 3-foot bug. Think about that.
Have you ever seen a camel spider?
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
Look that up.
No,
they're
why?
The ones in the Middle East.
Why?
Soldiers, when soldiers are over there, they usually take pictures of them when they see them. They're like this fucking big.
Do they hurt you? Or are they just like
I would think they're pretty dangerous.
Camel spider?
Yeah, I think
they're...
Did you hear what she said?
Do they eat camels? Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, they eat camels for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, they have to be called camel spiders for a reason.
Well, do they look like a camel?
They have like the same color.
They look
color.
Like camel toe.
They have the same color. They look like they have
they're
the same
beige?
Color. Yeah, like that camel color.
So it's not like a camel crustacean.
It doesn't
ocean.
Have fucking two humps on its back, if that's what you mean. What day is it today? Hump day!
You know what day it is. Come on, ask me what day it is.
I'm telling you, look it up. It's a nasty looking
I
fucking
spider. I think I know what it looks like.
I'm looking it up because I'm going to be terrified.
You just want a reason to go on your phone.
Yeah.
Shut up. I read a blog today about it.
About?
Phone.
A phone?
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
This
it's the greatest invention ever. I couldn't survive without it.
No, about how I don't like that I go on my phone all the time.
Oh, you don't like it? So
yes,
stop.
Yes, I am. I've been cutting back. Camel. It was the first thing that came up.
Why did you look at your arm like it was on you? Seriously, it was the first thing that came up.
I'm terrified right now.
Was it? Let me see.
Very. Sola Fuji.
Huh?
Huh?
Sola Faja.
Huh?
It's a scientific name.
What?
Holy fog! It's huge. It's an Egyptian giant soul pugid. I need more.
Is it really an arachnid, like eight legs, or is it?
Yeah, it's a spider. It's like a.
It's a real spider.
It's a type of spider. Yeah, it's from the.
It does have eight legs.
Does it eat camels?
I don't know. This soldier,
I'm sure it's killed camels. I don't know about
it
eating
probably
them.
Probably like I don't know. Like
it's probably
bites them and then
I'm
kills
sure.
Them,
I wouldn't be surprised. That's really brown. Eating them though is a little tough.
Maybe it sucks their blood.
Maybe.
I don't know. You ever see what a brown recluse can do with a human leg?
No, I haven't actually.
It's like the infection. They bite you and then it just grows, and pretty much your leg starts to disappear. Your skin starts
like disintegrating.
Yeah. I think my neighbor got bit by one. He was in the hospital for a really long time, and it stuffed the hole in his leg with cotton, and he just pulled the cotton out of his leg for like hours, I feel. It was just a hole in his leg from a spider bite. Brown recluse.
Wow. you've terrified me now.
You don't get bit by a spider.
I have been, but not that one, obviously, because I'm fine.
Well, yeah, it's the brown. Brown recluse.
Those fucking brown people.
Racist motherfucker.
Or don't get bit by a black widow, but I don't think we have them around here.
I don't know. I'm not really an expert on spiders. I think Missy is though.
I like spiders, though.
You do?
I have a spider tattoo right there. Spiders are cool. I wouldn't want to be scared by one or startled by one, but I like
them. Have you ever seen one?
Like, if I see one in my house, I catch it and I put it outside.
Really?
Yeah, I don't kill it.
I don't kill anything. I don't kill spiders either.
No.
I did once.
I don't kill anything if I don't have to.
Why?
Why? She's like a Buddhist monk.
Because it's wrong.
Because if I kill something, something's going to turn around and do something to me. If I kill a spider, that spider's like, mom is going to come and eat my foot off or something. It's just like
you
karma,
think, you think,
I guess.
You think that the whatever bug you kill, the family's going to get revenge on you? Like it's the fucking mafia?
Something.
Fuck Rose One.
There she is.
I like
then you go to the side. We're going to gang up on her.
She's still looking at the pictures over there.
I'm actually reading about it.
I wish you'd get off your fucking phone one time.
I'm dropping knowledge.
You're dropping bombs. Fucking spiders. I love it. They get revenge. That's something she would say.
I
like, you remember
that.
Like when she was talking about the squirrel and they'd go back and discuss it with the squirrel friends?
Right.
That's kind of like something along the same line. If you kill one of the spiders,
the family's coming
gonna get
you.
Out.
Yeah.
It's like karma.
What do you...
Like, if I... Okay, I used to steal magazines when I was little because I used to love Hanson. I loved Hanson. So when I was, like, 12 years old, I used to take the magazines out of the Rite Aid without paying for them. But now I'm poor because of it. Like...
You think you're poor because you stole magazines?
Yes. I'm paying for my wrongdoings at some capacity. That's how it works.
Have you helped...
No, that's not how it works.
No, it's not... Have you helped people before at all?
Sure.
So where's the good happening for you?
I have a lot of great in my life.
Okay.
I got Missy.
Okay.
Steve Jobs stole an idea and became a fucking billionaire because of it.
And he's dead.
Yes. Thank you, Missy.
60s? He made it to the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's to say he wasn't lonely or sad inside?
He could pay for a prostitute every single night.
He could have a different prostitute from anywhere in the world at any time.
I'm sure he was at least somewhat happy.
This is the difference between men and women.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not saying the prostitute thing is good. I'm just saying he could never really be lonely. He could just buy company. He had that kind of money. He had FU money, basically.
He did have
FU money. Who's that?
You know that that eye puff that she was talking about? She just did it.
There was like a gnat in here, like attracting bugs.
Karma for killing that spider.
Yeah, that's...
They sent the word out to the entire bug kingdom.
They only grow up to 8 inches, by the way.
Who does?
Camel's pants.
Thanks for noticing.
8 inches. Now I know.
The fact that she does that every time, she's like,
because that's six, right?
Yeah. No, more. No, that's actually more. Well, I don't know how big your hands are. She's the fucking one who's like, it's a fist.
You said 3 inches. You said a fist.
Oh, because she said it earlier, right? Didn't you say that?
Welcome back. Camel spider, 8 inches. There are also some of them in Southwest United States and Mexico. Not just
So they migrated.
Iraq.
They got on a ship and came over here.
Mm-hmm. Put on some soldiers.
They bought tickets. They came over.
A lot of stuff comes over here from over there. Like malaria, right?
Yeah, boarded a plane. I'll have first class, please.
Don't the bugs and the animals carry all that
crap
over here?
Yeah, West Nile, man.
Yeah, like right now we have, you know, there's like these Japanese stink bugs. They're like, they're swarming all over the place. They
were goddamn Japs from last year that never went away.
They weren't even here like 3-4 years ago. There was hardly any. Now they're everywhere.
They are everywhere, but they are cute little bugs. But they do stink. I love them.
Only when they feel threatened.
They smell like egg
rolls. Well, yeah. If you pick them up, your hands smell shit. Really strong.
And if you kill them, they stink.
Yeah.
But they're cute little guys.
I love them. Really? I think they're so cute.
They're very cute bugs.
They're so fucking cool, man. You're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, fucking nothing, man.
They look like shields with legs.
Yeah. They talk to you?
Yeah, we have conversations. They're fucking cool.
They're another one. Like, you put them outside when you find them.
Oh, yeah, you just put them outside.
Except you find them every day. Like, one is, like, in your bed. And one is, you know, in the bathroom.
That app, they come
they're
into my...
everywhere.
Yes.
They come in through your air conditioning.
No. No, they come in through the window. There's a...
they knock on the front door.
Can I get in?
What's up, Bob?
No, like where I have the window unit, the air conditioner, there's like two pieces of wood on each side because they're probably coming in through the tape because I tape it onto the. I don't feel like explaining it. It's kind of, you're not going to get it, but they're probably just crawling through the hole from the wood because the air conditioning unit doesn't fill the whole window. I have a very wide window. Yeah, they come in through the fucking vents, whatever. Whatever makes it easier.
There's like bugs in here. Do you see them?
Uh-oh. Is there really?
Or it's me.
I don't think I've ever seen a bug in here.
Do you think you're coming from your butt?
Your armpits grow
why
bugs?
Would you, yeah, why would you think that they're coming from there?
I just feel smelly today. That's why the gnats thing. I don't know.
It's probably all the fucking candy that's in this room.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Fruit bugs.
They do. They like sweet shit, man.
It's like when you leave your lights on the porch.
What the fuck?
Honestly, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
You get mad bugs at your house.
I have so many bugs where I live. Because it's kind of in the middle of the woods. Like, the thousand leggers everywhere. They're the ones that scare me the most.
Centipedes.
8 legs are fine, but when it's those flat, like, orange bugs with the antennas that are longer than their body and thousand legs.
Flat orange bugs.
They're just...
I'm trying to imagine it.
They're the ones that give me nightmares. I still won't kill it, though. But I will, like, suffocate it and, like, near suffocate it.
So you kill it.
Is that, like, a fetish?
Well, I try to, like...
Oh, like that guy.
Isn't that how David Carradine died?
Do you see these bugs? Am I retarded?
Is there really bugs?
Yes. Do you see your bugs now? Your brother just texted me. He said, good luck with the Mensa crew.
Where? It's like little nets. You don't see them.
I saw them.
Bug hunting.
I think it's the lights.
No, it's a bug. I'm going to show you when I come back.
Stupid woman.
Take a picture.
I'm not going to be able to capture that. Though I do have a picture of a bug that was on the porch.
The slug.
It wasn't. I do have a picture of that. I have a picture of a lot of bugs on my phone.
I Instagrammed it. Hashtag slug life.
Slug life? You did?
I did.
The yellow one?
No, no, no. I didn't take a picture of the yellow one. It scared the fuck
the
out of me.
Oh, the actual snail guy. Yeah.
The slug on the stick.
Isn't the slug guy the same as a snail?
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
I thought
snails had, like, houses on them. The shells.
The water snails do.
What do you mean? Wouldn't they drown?
Remember you fished the one out of my fish tank?
It was dead. Rest in peace.
I can't put my hand in, like, stagnant water, like our fish water. So she had to get there.
You're a fucking weirdo.
That lady, she's fish water.
It was fish water, though.
It was. Like, it makes me gag. Like, any of my hand in, like, the fish water makes me throw up.
Is that like coconut water?
I couldn't get the dead snail out of my tank. So
I smell fish.
But she's too short to reach the bottom of the tank.
I had to get on a step stool and shit.
Makes me throw up. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I think it's cleaning the filters. It's got me that way.
It's gross. You're really fascinated.
But I just want to say, if you two did your own show together, it would be the highest rated show on Riotcast ever.
Yeah, Rob, if you're listening, man, this is the future right here.
Rob, if you're ever looking for a girl for your show, come to South Jersey. We got a shitload of dumb ones down here.
Snail.
It's the same as a slug, no? What's the difference? I feel like a snail lives in the water and a slug lives on land.
I feel like a slug also, or a snail, lives on land as well, though. Don't they live on mushrooms?
Snails?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm on fucking mushrooms.
Shit.
I've never seen a snail on a mushroom.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking of Alice in Wonderland, but that's a cat.
That is a purple cat. Purple and pink. Coco.
A snail on a mushroom. No.
Fuck.
They live in wet places.
Do mushrooms live in wet places? Do mushrooms?
Come, give me kisses.
I think it needs to be, like, there has to be moisture for sure. No?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just enjoying the ride. I'm letting you guys just wing it. Go for it. This is awesome.
I don't know.
I have no idea. What do you guys want to know?
A slug and a snail, they're different.
Yeah, the difference between a snail and a slug.
Like, is a slug a just
snail,
a level?
A snail, doesn't a snail have a shell and a slug doesn't?
Yeah.
Well, is that the only difference?
A slug lives on land and a snail lives in the water. No.
I don't know. I never study the habitat.
What about those other slugs that suck your blood?
Leeches?
Oh.
I had one of those on my leg. We used to go down, me and my friend in high school, because we were the cool kids. We used to go play in the marsh, like walk through the marsh.
Sounds cool.
The straight swamp. And we thought it was cool, and we used to go collect salamanders, and I don't know.
They were cool kids. What fucking school did you go to?
He was being facetious.
So,
I can add it to with me, you fucking twat.
Jesus.
All right, Marco.
But my friend got a leech on her leg, and when you pull them off, your leg doesn't stop bleeding for hours.
Like in Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know about the movie. I know about Stand By Me. Isn't that the one with... Is that Macaulay Culkin?
No. Well, yeah,
that's when he got stuck in the woods by himself.
Oh, that's my girl.
It is my girl.
My girl. That is one of the greatest movies
It's a good movie. I like it.
Anyway, your leg doesn't stop bleeding if you get bit by a leech. But
well,
they don't hurt.
That's
they
the whole
bite
point.
You.
They suck the blood out. That's what they do.
Yeah, they're kind of like intimidating, but they're not really.
You know, people use that for
therapeutic
reasons. Yeah. There's places where they actually stick them on their eyeball.
Yeah.
It's probably like good like for your skin. Right? Brings all your blood to the surface.
My mom told me one time that there was an old lady lived in the apartment building that she grew up in. and she had some sort of, I don't remember what the condition was, but she actually had like a jar of leeches. And like all morning, she'd be putting them all up and down her arm, and they like take the...
She probably had like clotting or something.
It could have been. It was something. I don't know. But apparently it helped her immensely to have those leeches on her every day.
I believe it. They grow them in medical facilities.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Well, they do.
Yeah, I never studied
They give it. Pedicures with fish. No.
Huh?
They give.
They do.
They give pedicures with fish.
I've only seen like one occurrence of this on TV. Or
where they put your feet in with a bunch of fish, and the fish eat all the crap off your feet, like the dead skin and shit.
Really?
That's weird.
It's kind of like when a dog like licks your skin. They're licking the salt off of it.
No, they love the salt.
Chris, let me ask you something.
Shoot.
Everything they're saying, I know nothing about.
No, I have no idea.
So wait a minute. Hold on a second. But they're all saying it in confidence. So I actually feel stupid.
Yeah, but...
I feel like I'm in a different world.
There's been plenty of times where Missy has said things and been extremely confident about it, and you looked it up the following week, and she was completely wrong.
But wait a minute. But it's not even a matter of being right or wrong. All she's saying is these fish... You put your feet in a tank with fish, and they eat the dead skin off it, whatever, right? Something like that. But what I'm saying is like the stuff they're talking about is stuff I'd never seen or looked up or even thought of looking up.
But why would you? It's retarded.
My point is like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'm stupid. Like, I'm in like a bizarro world right now.
Because you're learning from them?
Twilight
Because
Zone.
I'm hearing things that I'm just like, I never thought I'd have to... Here in my entire life.
Do you feel like more educated right now about things?
If it makes you feel better about it, sure. No, I'm just sitting back like, holy shit. Like, we're going from bugs to leeches to fish, whatever. What was it? Pedicures?
I forget the exact name for it.
Andrew Lisa sent me a text message. There's a link. Apparently there's a TV show, or maybe it's just a website. It's Japanese Bug Fights, where they get two different species of Japanese bugs, and they fight each other to the death. And it's like, he sent me the link. I looked it up. I mean, there's no way for me to play it or anything like that. But
is it serious?
Yeah. There's a huge, it looks like a huge, like a ginormous tank, and they just put two bugs. They face off.
What?
And to the death. Like, it'll be like a scorpion versus, like, tarantula.
A scorpion's a bug?
What did you think?
No, it's a mammal.
Scorpion?
It's a bug?
What do you think it is? What do you think it is? Canine?
Like a shrimp? A crustacean? People eat them. It's a bug you can eat. You can eat scorpions, right?
I don't know.
I've never even considered it.
Yeah.
Is that a dragon?
I thought it was an arachnid.
Arachnid is a bug.
Oh, yeah.
It's a family of spider. Arachnid is a family of spider, which is a...
No, I thought it was like more like a pet than a bug.
Who the fuck do you know that has pet scorpions? Besides maybe Alice Cooper? Go ahead, stick up for it. Go ahead, try. I'd love to hear this. This would be great.
Well, people have pet spiders.
That I know.
So what's the difference of having a pet scorpion?
Because a lot
I
of
feel like you can buy them at the pet store.
You can.
Let me tell you something. I normally have to go to the pet store like maybe once a month, pick up dog food for my girlfriend's dog. And I usually take a stroll around because
you
I
never
like
saw the scorpion section.
No, never saw the scorpion section. Never. Mm-mm. Nope, not once. They don't even have spiders there.
No,
but in like the Berlin Mart or something, they do.
Yeah,
that's not really
the dirt mall.
That's not really a pet store.
They have a pet store in there.
That's not really a pet store. That's like a.
I'm gonna tell you, I wanted to call about these bunnies that were in the Berlin Mart. They were like laying on their sides.
Who do you want to call?
I don't think that. I don't know. I was really upset about it. But do bunnies?
Maybe they were tired.
Do bunnies sleep on their sides?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was so.
How do you know? You curl up with one of them.
She had a bunny.
She's.
You don't remember Hef?
Yeah, but Hef slept on his side.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd sleep like sitting up, or I'd sleep like lounging, like when I'd like lay in the sun and stuff like that.
Okay. I didn't know if they were like horses or something, need to stand up, right? Because horses can't lie down, right?
Yes, they can.
They do this.
Horses do lie down.
They do this. Like,
no.
What do they do?
Horses can lie down on their sides.
Yeah, but when they're going to die or have a baby.
What?
do you ever watch Animal Cops?
Yeah, he's got a DVR.
And they...
I just think I had my first aneurysm. Something like popped in my forehead.
Oh my god.
Well... I'm serious about this, though. The horses,
bad cats,
they...
bad cats. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Bad dogs, bad dogs. Put the bone down. Step away from the bone. He's reaching in the bowl. What's he got in the bowl?
The horses, when they're falling over, like... five people rush over to it, and they have to get it to stand up. If they can't get it to stand up, then they have to, like, euthanize it. I don't think horses can lay down.
I've seen horses on TV shows lay down on their side,
was
and they were alive.
Was it a real horse?
Yeah, they were alive.
What? How do you know they were alive?
The fact that they're moving. Their tails are whipping.
Maybe they were about to die.
On a TV show, they would show that. Do you know how quick that show would be shut down?
Why are they showing horses laying?
Perfect example, Luck. Remember the show Luck, Chris?
Yes.
It was only on for one season.
The worst fucking show ever.
I liked it. It was about horse racing for the most part.
Which yeah, that was a good show.
Unfortunately, they had to cancel it because too many horses were dying. No, I'm not joking.
Like this. No,
wait,
really?
Why were horses dying?
Because they it's about horse racing. So during races, a lot of horses broke their legs and they had to end up...
According to Wikipedia, horses must lie down to reach REM sleep. They only have to lie down for an hour or two every few days to meet their minimum REM sleep requirements. They can lay down.
Do they do this?
Yeah, is it like... I know what you're talking about.
Look.
Wait,
I
want to
think.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Like how I was saying...
Kinda, yeah.
See? Yeah, that's about it. I thought you were like this.
Yeah, so they're not really.
They're not really lying. They're like.
You ever see movies where like there's like a sitting. There's like a fight, there's like a battle with horses, like not with horses, but people riding horses,
like mm-hmm. like say Tombstone, times?
Mm-hmm. or that, okay, like Tombstone, and like someone gets shot off the horse falls down on its side,
right.
The horse pops right back up.
Always.
How many times have you seen that? So it's not that they can't go on their side. They
no,
can get up
I thought
on
they,
their own.
I thought they just did it to die.
Yeah, like it's an indicator that they're weak and dying.
Like, fuck this shit, I'm out, finally laying down.
It's just reminding me of the story I read online today.
Oh, what?
Because I was thinking about elephants and if they can lay down. Did you read the article about the baby elephant where the mother rejected it?
Mm-hmm.
It was on Yahoo today. Mm-hmm. The baby elephant was getting, like, kicked by its mother. Rejected it, and they thought that it was like an accident. So they fixed the baby and gave it back to the mom, and the mom attacked it again. And then they said the baby elephant was crying for 5 hours because it missed its mom.
Because
baby elephants are emotional.
Aww.
Well, all elephants are.
So what are they going to do?
They have to take it away from its mom.
And where is that?
It's in China.
Do they have a new mom for them?
No, they have a person for it.
Oh, that person? Does it love the person?
Now it does. Yeah. After I can't believe you didn't see it. It was so sad. They said
I don't have Yahoo.
It was inconsolable, they said, for 5 hours.
What does that mean? I don't have Yahoo.
Don't talk,
it's
Christ.
A website. What the fuck? It's a free
it's
website
free
to go on.
The world.
What do you mean
web.
You don't have Yahoo?
I look at Yahoo every day because I go to Yahoo Mail. So
I go to Gmail.
Yeah, Google
G.
So what the fuck does that have to do with... not typing in yahoo.com.
I didn't know that that was a news source. I thought it was a homepage for email.
She don't have all our models.
Anyway, no. This baby elephant made me sad.
That sucks.
That made me think, can elephants lay down?
I don't think so.
No?
I lay down all the time. There's no problem.
Because they sleep standing up, right?
Probably. Maybe they do the same thing.
They got elephant legs.
Oh, yeah, they're stubby. When... See, this is my thing. This is the thing about... I want to explain myself about the laying down horse thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then... When you see horses on long drives, they're always standing up.
It's got to be uncomfortable.
Right? So you're...
Fucking idiot.
So you're, it's true. Is it comfortable? Why? How come they can't lay down in the trailer? How come they all have to be standing
up?
Yeah,
so I just assumed...
How many times have you been on a long drive with a horse?
No, when you...
I'm just curious. You're just driving by them. You don't know if it's a long ride. It could be like 3 blocks.
Aw.
I'm sure it is.
Get the fuck out of here! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Did I just crush your dreams? Like, what?
Like the fucking...
I get you saying, though. They're in the horse trailers. They're standing up. Their heads are out the back or whatever.
Yeah, what if, like, you hit a pothole? Their poor legs.
I hear you.
Can you imagine standing up your whole, like, 7-hour ride?
That would... That kind of would defeat the purpose, I think, unless you're in a long subway. There's no reason to stand up when you're riding something.
Right. The horse has to.
What about a...
They have four legs, though. We only have two. I think they're all right.
I don't think so.
Not to mention, think about it. Horses carry people.
You don't make a dog.
Do you walk around, like, with a dog on your back, racing around for the dog?
I feel like that horses weren't really made to be ridden. We just chose to ride them.
I think that God put them on here for transportation.
You do?
No, I don't believe in God. But it does make sense.
Do you believe in God? A God? Some God?
I don't know what I believe in.
You don't know what you believe in?
I like, there's something.
Just don't know what.
Yeah, because if you think about, I mean, some of the stuff we are, pretty impossible, I think. But possible. This world is weird. I don't know what I believe.
You guys are so much alike, it's not even funny.
I know.
Yeah.
Twins. Dumb think and Dumber.
Biffles.
Who's dumber, you think?
Me.
Why?
I don't know.
Probably because she's been here longer and she's said more dumb shit.
She's not more dumb than me. She reads a lot of books. I learned from Missy.
Wait, what? What did you just say? You learn from Missy?
Absolutely, every day.
Why would you do that?
Why?
You're going in the wrong direction, kid.
No. I do. She has some interesting things to say all the time.
Right. Like, this is what you end up like when you do drugs.
I have an imagination.
Fucking retard.
I like it. Today I learned that David is a spider.
David is a spider.
Didn't know that.
The fuck is David? Why is he a fucking spider?
David is a spider.
David. Everyone named David is a spider?
Star of David?
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
No, I killed a spider once and his name was David.
What, do you have a name tag on?
No, I named him
Hello,
David.
My name is David. Right on his fucking back.
You named him David.
Why'd you kill him? You named him, you
I
killed him.
I didn't have a choice.
Why? Was he going after someone in
the
family?
He was going after me. I had to defend myself.
Danger zone.
Fuck the two of you.
You and David.
Rest in peace.
When did you kill him?
It was a while ago.
A month ago.
Now, in her situation,
yeah,
she killed David.
Yeah.
Is now bad karma going to happen to her from other bugs? Are they going to come get her? They're going to be like a mob hit?
No. I mean, no.
Why? Why only you? Did you warn her that sometimes I do this kind of thing?
Yeah.
Do what kind of thing?
You know, like kind of make you second guess what you were saying earlier. Like, why you? Why are you so special that you're going to get a drive-by from bugs and she's clear?
To be honest with you, I can't remember why Missy killed David. I remember that she wrote about David, though, and I read about him. But I read about him a month ago. And then I found out today David was a spider.
So, that whole time...
I thought she wrote a story. It wasn't a story. It was a real story.
Wait, wait.
It wasn't like a made up thing.
Oh, you thought it was made up? Because I was going to say, this whole time she kills someone named David and you don't even ask.
I would have figured David was an ex-boyfriend.
You never thought to ask, hey, who the fuck's David? Why'd you kill him?
She's creative. I thought she read a story.
Yeah, when we were going into Walgreens, I said, like, David. And she was like, wait, David was a spider? And I was like, yeah. She goes, oh.
How do you not get headaches or, like, pass out?
I figured she would have told me about David eventually. She wanted to talk about it. Some things we just don't ask each other until we're ready. We just know.
Do you need to be ready for that?
I got to tell you about David.
I got to tell you about this person I murdered a couple weeks ago.
Chris, remind me.
I'm ready to talk about
Chris,
it now.
Chris, I'm not ready just yet, but there's a mosquito incident that I need to talk to you about. Whenever you're ready. Yeah.
Just take your time.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, Felipe was getting out of control, but I'll tell you about it in a couple weeks. God damn it. Who needs drugs? If I just had you guys all day, I would never have to do drugs. Seriously, I wouldn't have to. You guys would be like drugs to me. Because every fucking Thursday night when I leave here with her, like, you know, I leave here from hanging out 2 hours with her, I feel high. Like I'm coming down off of a high. Because...
You go through withdrawals?
I do. No, he doesn't.
Withdrawals?
I do. It's like a day or two and...
From me?
From Missy withdrawals?
Yeah.
What's that like? Maybe I have and I don't know. No, tell me.
Talk to her. If I go like a day or two, then there's something missing in my life. Like I need to go get my fix.
I'm the same way. With Kim.
It's true.
But you don't feel that.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think.
Don't take it the wrong way. It's not
a bad
thing.
No, not at all.
I listen to the show after we do the show to edit the show. So it's like I'm listening to Missy again.
Yeah,
I don't. It's not like, have I ever texted
really
you like, I need
week.
To hear your voice?
No, and I would be like, I quit.
Fucking creep.
Yeah, I'd be like, and that's 2 for 3. I'm out.
I'm still the good one.
Chris is still my soulmate.
This was a what if. I didn't say I was doing it.
I know. Calm down.
You're weak. You're out of control.
What else
because
you got?
Are we keeping you from something?
No.
Just looked at her phone. What else you got?
12 minutes,
we're in a
motherfucker.
Fucking meeting. What else you got? And so far, I don't like anything.
How much more of my time are you going to take up?
Right? That chair does make you an asshole.
Jesus Christ.
Holy fucking shit.
No, I wanted you to ask more questions. I should have said it.
All right, well,
like
real quick, because we really didn't get a chance to, like, you know, ask her anything.
Ask her,
but I'm just curious. Like, when you guys are out together, you and Miss, right? Are you guys, like, always partners in crime? Like, you always...
We are.
All right, so...
The dynamic duo.
That's what people call us.
The dynamic duo. Okay.
But, called something else. I don't remember.
Like a Chinese bird. Oh, yeah.
Partners in crime.
What? I don't even know. You got any questions? Because I'm like, we only have like a little bit of time left, and there's just wait. I'm afraid to ask questions. It's going to take an hour.
So when you guys are out and you're just having like a normal conversation, you have other friends around. Do they just like stare at you?
No. Do they?
No. People are intrigued.
I don't mean stare at you like they're fucking creep, like what the fuck are they talking about type thing. Is that a yes? No?
No, I don't think so.
No, they usually join in the conversation.
Yeah, and it'll be like, yeah, like this, or like this, or... They have things to add to it.
Yeah.
I just don't picture you two having a meaningful conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Like stuff about, like what we talked about tonight. Anything like that, and people add into that?
Oh, yeah.
And they'll make fun of you?
Sure.
No.
You guys have great friends.
People never make fun of us.
We do have great friends.
Yeah,
you
really
must.
Do.
They have fake friends. They probably talk so much shit behind their back. It's like,
you think so?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's most, human nature.
Especially
that most
with female
do.
Groups. Especially female groups.
They're not girls. There's barely any girls involved. They're all dudes. Like, all our friends are dudes.
Okay, well, if they're dudes, then they don't just don't give a shit.
No, they just don't. Yeah. They fucking.
I'm saying if it was. Do you guys have like other girlfriends you hang out with together?
Yeah, but not that much. It's not like it's a gaggle of girls just like.
Yeah, we don't hang with a gaggle of girls.
No, we have.
But we do have good girlfriends when we're with them. We just don't chat it up with them. Like, we talk.
Did you ever answer how long you guys have been friends for? I know you hated her at first, but.
I didn't hate her.
Well, she hated you.
I guess our real friendship is probably about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we've known each other, like, or known of each other for about 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, because I feel like you're a completely different person than you were a couple years ago.
I am.
Yeah, you seem like you are a lot more fun now. No wonder why you fucking hated her.
Yeah. I didn't hate her. She hated me.
You were giving her the stink eye.
I'm shy, so it, unless I'm, like, introduced or people make me feel welcome, I'll just stand there and stare at you.
You'll, like, eye bully them into getting you in.
Creeper. You're a creepster.
You do say that a lot.
I do. Everyone's a creepster.
Sure, it's not the soundbite.
Yeah. She's my best friend.
You're Biffle.
Biffles.
Is she the one that started the campfire dance?
No, that's Monica.
Okay.
I don't really like the campfire dance.
She doesn't. Stupid, ain't it? She doesn't like the campfire dance. I like try and get her to do it. I'm like, fire. She's like, no.
Does she like the soup dance?
No. No
that
soup.
That kind of goes with the campfire dance,
Chris. I'm not much of a dancer.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I didn't realize it was an extension of the fire dance.
Come on, dude. Get with it. What kind of, which dance do you like?
I'm not a dancer unless I'm like shit-faced. she knows. I just stand there and like.
Stare.
I'm like moral support.
She'll be like.
I'll start moving.
Yeah, she like gets in the groove. But she's not like. Yeah, Barb.
Right.
No, she's like, what the
fuck
are
you doing?
Yeah,
I think we connect in like our moments differently.
Yeah.
I'm a super observer, though.
I like to.
You're a people watcher.
Yeah, and I like to like.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, there's nothing better than people watching.
Mm-mm, I love
you
it.
Make fun of everybody in the fucking.
Absolutely
joy.
Love it.
You're a people watcher though too.
Oh yeah,
she catches a lot of good stuff.
I do. I'll be like. Mm.
We'll both catch the same thing.
Mm, like look at each other. I'm like.
You guys make that eye contact. Yeah, like,
we do it during movies too.
That was so weird. Wait, too.
What? You're people watching.
We were watching
movies.
We were watching. What was it? A Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah.
And
which was a terrible movie. I wouldn't watch it.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know if I liked it or
it's
not.
It's like Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, and Eva Mendes, and Ray Liotta.
Wow, it's a great cast.
It's a great cast. The story. I feel like I have to watch it again.
It's like two stories in one.
And it's like father son relationships. It's like. I don't know.
All right, you're losing me now.
But no, it's like dark. It's dark. I don't know.
There was nighttime.
I don't care.
I don't know if I liked it. I probably have to watch it again.
I have to watch it again to make an informed decision.
Which makes me think that we have to watch Dumb and Dumber.
We do. Because I don't like it. And everyone wants to slit my throat.
What?
I know!
That's what I was saying.
I know. I have to watch it again. The list. I remember watching it and not thinking it was that funny.
You're out of your fucking
mind.
I
know. Everyone says that. Not one person's ever been like, oh, yeah, I don't like it either. They're like, always the same way. What? So I'm like, I gotta fucking watch this again. I love Jim Carrey. I love Jim Carrey. I just was kind of like, he has funnier movies.
No, he doesn't.
What? Are you fucking high?
That's what I'm saying, man. I gotta watch
it
again.
Ace Ventura's are pretty damn funny.
They are.
Yeah, but they're
great.
Nothing compared to Dumb and
they're
Dumber.
They're great, but yeah, Dumb and Dumber is like does. The all-time... Honestly, I don't think I've ever met anyone that didn't think Dumb and Dumber
I know.
Was one.
Everyone always says that.
Not one of the funniest movies they've ever seen.
I gotta watch it again. It's probably
I've
been
never,
10 years or something.
Never
since I've seen
in
it.
My entire. There are only three times in my life. No, four times in my life where I laughed extremely hard in a movie theater. The hardest time was Dumb and Dumber mm-hmm. by far. I mean, I literally was on the floor. I could not catch my breath.
It is funny.
I never laughed that hard where I could not catch my breath. Like, I was out of breath. I couldn't breathe. I was dying. I thought I was having a heart attack. Probably because I was anyway, overweight. But still, like, that was another time, believe it or not, it was Ace Ventura.
I love Ace Ventura.
I laughed almost as hard. Watching Ace Ventura in a movie because I was like, you gotta be kidding me, you know. And Part one of was one of the Jackass movies. Mm-hmm. I forget which one. And then the other one was the first...
Hangover?
Yes.
Yeah.
The first hangover
killed me.
Yeah, I
was laughing so hard at the first. I almost threw up. Like, I was like dry heaving. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, it was nuts.
What about Anchorman?
I love that fucking movie. Man,
love it.
Yeah.
I hated it.
You hated it?
When I first saw it. Why? Now it's one of the greatest movies.
Oh my God, I love it.
I think
it.
I was just too young and not really that
How
smart.
Old were you when it came?
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
It came out in 2004. How old were you?
I was born in 83, so 11, I think. I don't know.
21?
It's fuzzy math.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, that was great.
So math isn't your strong suit, huh?
Did you say you were an accountant?
It's fuzzy math.
Oh my God.
That was awesome.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
All right, so let me rewind for a second.
The next time she comes back, we have to have a quiz between the two of them, right?
Sure. Yeah. Ooh. You know what? Honestly, yeah, we have to have you back on. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time. But I got to say something real quick. I can't see now. All right, so you were born, I'm sorry, what year were you born again?
83.
Carry the one, I was 11.
So you're 30 now, basically.
Basically.
Basically, okay. And in 2004, which was 9 years ago, I believe.
She must have had a lot of fun time flew
nine
by.
9 years ago, you were... 9 minus 30. So you're about 21?
11.
So,
look, you're illiterate for Berkeley, okay?
So when you watched the movie and you were 11, did you not like think it was funny because it was like...
I don't know why.
Because honestly, Anchorman is not one of those smart comedies. It's goofy.
Right. It's goofy, stupid movie.
Yeah, it's goofy. I mean, Will Ferrell himself is stupid, goofy.
Will Ferrell is so stupid.
I didn't think it was funny. I hated every minute of it. And then I was eating ramen noodles at my parents' house, and it was like on TV.
Go fuck yourself.
It was the part where he's, you know, had an erection, and he was like, it's the pleat. Yeah. And when he said that, I spit my noodles everywhere. And then from that moment on...
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I can't wait for the second one.
You scorpion woman!
When does that come out?
Soon.
They're making a new Dumb and Dumber, too.
I heard.
I don't know if that's really going to happen.
I heard it's a go now.
It's been on and off for like the past year.
I don't know.
Jeff Daniels on Twitter said he can't wait, and he posted a picture.
Wait, Jeff Daniels jumped on board? Because that's who was holding it up, right?
He just posted a picture of him and Jim Carrey and then on Twitter, and he says, I can't wait.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually happening.
Because that was before Jeff Daniels is doing Newsroom.
He just
Newsroom?
Posted it the other day.
What's Jeff Daniels doing right now? Is he doing Newsroom?
And he's probably watching TV or something.
He doesn't have a job?
Oh, yeah, he's on Newsroom.
Newsroom, okay.
He said right now. Fuck, do I know? Let me check the webcam. Fuck.
That's awesome.
That's why I was like, I don't know, maybe watching TV? I fucking don't know.
But they were saying that they couldn't afford him or something, I thought.
They couldn't afford who?
Jeff Daniels.
Out of Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, mm-hmm. Jeff Daniels...
That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is.
Jim Carrey makes way more money than Jeff Daniels. Eons more money than Jeff Daniels.
Does Jim Carrey still make a lot of money?
Yeah. He makes like $20 million a film.
He was just like a side character in Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I don't think he made 20 mil for that, but he probably made a nice chunk of fucking change for it, though. Because he didn't have to, like, really... What, did he show up, like, 3 days? He probably made a couple million dollars, if not more.
I love Jim Carrey.
Oh, my God, me too.
I want to meet him.
Jim Carrey was... Oh, we talked about it. I would love to meet him. Jim Carrey?
I don't know how you do that. I met Ben Affleck once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
Jersey Girl.
She was... He was. They were here.
I was young,
yeah. They were at that fucking diner on the...
That's where I met him.
What the fuck circle was that?
Berlin
Circle, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was very nice. He came out after each shoot and came across the street and signed stuff for people.
Really?
After every little cut or whatever you call them on the movies.
That's cool.
He signs them on shoe. I remember that.
He signs what?
Someone's shoe.
Oh.
I thought you said he signed I'm a Jew.
Yeah, that's what I thought she said too. I was like, wow, he's fucking racist.
They have jailers.
Shut up, I'm not Jewish!
He was nice.
Oh my God, Chris, I forgot to tell you. And this is kind of stupid. You're probably going to play I Don't Care, but whatever. I was at a wedding a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And I got the salmon. And when they gave it, and when they brought it out, all I could picture you was screaming, I didn't want salmon! And I was this
said
close.
It four times.
I was going to say it as a joke, you but then have. I was like, they won't get it.
They might get it.
But I wanted to. I wanted to be like, I didn't want salmon!
Are they called waiters at weddings? Or they have like a special name?
I don't know.
Well, if,
Wait, Trey.
If they saw the movie... he probably would have laughed his fucking ass off.
Really?
I would think so.
Fuck.
What movie?
Step Brothers.
Oh.
Sweating his horse shit.
God damn it, I should have said it.
You should have.
Fuck. Womp. What? What's wrong, Bob?
Nothing. I'm soaking this all in. I have a little bit of a headache.
I have some Advil.
No, I'm good. I'm just saying. I'm from laughing and.
I've been eating this piece of plastic.
Oh, no. Where'd you get it?
Why don't you just get some more fucking candy corn from her?
I don't know. This is what anxiety does to me.
Catch! Bye.
You want some?
No, I'm good. I'll have some of that plastic, though, if you're done with it.
It looks delicious.
Needs salt.
That was pretty stupid.
I like how she like, says that after things she says. That was pretty stupid.
Well,
like, she'll fight you to the death.
Right.
She'll never sit there and be like, that was stupid of me. She'll be like, no, it's true. I don't care. That's the way it is.
Right.
It's only in my imagination.
If she would have said September 11th, wouldn't it be cool if it was on Friday the 13th? She would have fought us for an hour that it could happen.
She really would have. She'd be like, no, it can happen because time is bullshit and so are dates.
Time is bullshit.
But I'm saying, like, she would have just totally, whatever. She would have went into a fight. You were immediately like, you didn't realize it. You were just like, what if it happened on 5/13th and we were just like, this could be a good show? And then immediately you were just like, all right, I see what I did there. Hold on a second.
Carry the one. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Yes. Look, I'm only 13 years old. Don't be wrong.
The old age kicking in.
Ain't this an old fashioned shot to the nutsack?
Ding!
Yeah, that's what your lady was, a ding down the fryser dumb.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, ding, and she starts swinging, thinking it's a boxing match? Then what do you mean?
It's ding.
I'm going to save that laugh. That was good.
That, like, ding, fryser done, ding.
Ding, fryser done, ding, fryser done, ding, fryser
done. Oh, from Family Guy?
No, Christmas song. Like, it's a...
What am I thinking of? The Family
Guy? What is the real song?
They did it on Family Guy, but it's...
Is it Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yeah.
Orchestra?
I know that. I know the song. Yeah, yeah. With the... Yeah, I got it.
That's what it reminds me of.
Ding!
She ruined Christmas just like that.
Christmas is coming fast.
What are you guys going to be for Halloween?
I don't know. Jeez, I'm getting put on the spot here.
I'm working.
Aww.
I don't know. What day does Halloween fall on?
It's a Friday, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Blue?
That's cool.
The other guy that works the overnights with me asked me to switch on because he's got a kid.
Like a light blue.
Do you know where we can get Dumb and Dumber suits?
Goodwill?
Check Goodwill, but just go online.
Yeah, go online and search for them.
You might be able to rent them.
I know, but I think they were like $400 or something, right?
To rent?
I didn't think.
First of all, are they going to make ones that are small enough to fit us?
They're small men.
What? They're not. They're pretty. No, I'm just saying. Tall.
We're not looking. You're not for getting their suits.
Right. Did you say we're small men or they're small men?
No, they're like there are in the world.
Small men. Oh, shit.
There are small men.
There are small. You know what I'm saying? You don't have. It's not like one size fits all. You can find different
Most
sizes.
Most Halloween costumes are one size fits all.
Yeah, but these aren't technically like the ones you find in
He's
the plastic
thinking about
bag.
About going to like a tux place for real and ordering like a straight orange.
No,
suit.
Dude, let's fucking make them.
I don't know how to sew.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. Why don't we just make our Ren and Stimpy costumes?
I want to be Ren and Stimpy. That would be good, right?
You guys like Ren and Stimpy, right?
No, not really.
Who would I be?
I used to.
Who would be Ren and Stimpy?
I would be Stimpy.
You think, you would be Stimpy?
I think she'd be Stimpy.
Really?
Yeah, you're angry. You definitely would be Ren. You get pretty
fucking... Ren is like irritated all the time.
Yeah.
She'd be Beavis and Butthead.
Ren is so cute,
I would be Beavis and Butthead in a heartbeat. She didn't want to do it.
Good night, stupid.
Or Wayne and Garth.
That was Ren.
Wayne and Garth, that would be cool too. Oh, come on.
It would have been great 30 years ago.
What do you mean the 90s were the shit? It's like very in style right now.
Right.
Yeah, but the kids wouldn't know what we were. We would know costume contests.
For Wayne and Garth?
Yeah.
I think so.
People don't even know who NSYNC is, clearly. It's on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that girl did put it. She said, what's an NSYNC? When they were doing that reunion show.
I can't eat these. Gonna make me feel
And they were like, and you know the world is coming to an end when people don't know NSYNC is.
Why? How old is she? Was she like 3?
13.
And she didn't know NSYNC?
Mm.
Because when she was 1, they were popular.
I know. Well, that's the...
But that doesn't... The world's not coming to an end. She was young. She was barely... She couldn't retain
It was more
memory.
Like...
Coming to an end for people like us.
Like...
Dude, you guys are so fucking... You're just getting there,
So
really?
She was 13. What was she born in, 1984?
I said to Kim outside, I mentioned Babe Ruth. She's like, who's that? Like, how do you think I feel when you say that? Now, I wasn't around when Babe Ruth was around. He was dead.
He's a sports player.
But he was
no
dead
idea.
Long. But still, it's like, do you know who Michael Jordan is?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's a basketball player.
Was, but yes.
Because he makes shoes. That's how I know who he is.
Babe Ruth was nothing more than a fat old man with little girl legs.
He's the best basketball player of all time.
I wouldn't know that. I don't watch basketball.
You don't watch sports, period.
No, she doesn't.
No, I don't.
Because we were at some bar doing trivia, and I was like, oh, it's Cal Ripken. And she's like, what? How do you know that? And I was like, because we had to name like 5 pitchers, and I'm naming pitchers. And she's
he's not a pitcher.
He never was a pitcher.
No. Well, was it pitchers?
I don't know.
Pitcher? I don't know. I don't remember the question. It was a sports question.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
I am.
I know who Michael Vick is.
Wrong.
Fuck him. You did the bark.
I saw him the other night.
And I know who Manning is. I don't know his first name, but he was all over the internet the other day.
There's 2 of them.
Oh.
Which one?
They're brothers.
Actually, there's 3 of them, but one's been retired for like
What's
30
the
years.
One that everybody was like... Didn't want, were glad that they didn't go up against them in like their fantasy
Peyton.
Stuff.
Peyton Manning.
Because
my Twitter
and Eli.
Feed, that's all I read for days, I feel.
Yeah, Peyton and Eli. Eli's like Timmy, right, though? He's like retarded.
No, Peyton's
Peyton has a Timmy head.
Peyton does have a Timmy head.
But Eli is more retarded looking.
Yeah.
I think.
They just made a commercial not too long ago that was so fucking hilarious.
What
the song?
The boy band
yeah,
song?
I loved
yeah.
it. I thought it was great.
Awful.
Probably wouldn't even understand it.
You might.
I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't know anything about sports at all.
Okay.
I've only been to, well, the last year, I've been to 2 baseball games, and they were my first ones. I didn't even watch the second one. I didn't even go into the stadium.
She just showed up, punched the ticket.
Well, it's baseball, so you did the best part. You tailgated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part about
baseball. And then I went to 1 Eagles game once. I actually, if I can watch anything, I can watch football.
Yeah, I like football.
I like football, too. Well, I like football only because, I mean, I understand it when I watch it. I just don't watch it, nor do I know anything about any of the players.
Okay.
Except Michael Vick.
You obviously don't like Michael Vick.
No.
No, I don't like him. I'm an animal freak, so of course I don't like him.
So you don't think he repented?
Hell no.
Really?
People don't get away with killing things like that.
I mean, he did a lot of, you know, penance, if you want to call it that.
He still gets to make $1 million. Whatever.
That's the part that bothers you, that he makes that much money.
And he has a dog now, doesn't he?
Yeah, because it's probably part of the like whole.
I know his daughter wanted one. I don't know if he actually got one for her.
I remember a year or two ago he tweeted a picture with a good player
or whatever. People like to watch him and he's entertainment, but I still don't like him.
He used to be much better than he is now.
Do you?
I don't like
him. If he plays well, do you give a shit? Did he kill dogs? Mm. No. Aaron Hernandez killed at least 3 people that they know about. He gets acquitted, I would fucking drive him from jail to the stadium. If he could play, they could win. I don't give a shit.
Wait, excuse me? Aaron Hernandez killed 3 people?
They're saying there's a double homicide from a year ago in Boston that he's more than likely responsible for.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Did you hear about he's not playing football anymore?
And then
he's in jail, right?
Yeah, and then allegedly when he was in college, he shot some dude in the face or something.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
He shouldn't be able to play again either.
No, he's fucked.
Listen, if he's found not guilty, why shouldn't he play again?
Well, if he's found not guilty, they have a lot of
I mean,
we don't think O.J. Simpson, he was a sports player, right? He didn't play again, did he?
No.
No, he was like 50 when he cut their heads off.
He was retired for like 30 years.
Yeah, he was done.
When he cut his wife's head off.
He was an actor at that point.
But he was found innocent, right? Yeah, he was.
No, he was found not guilty. Huge difference.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same, but it's not the same. Not guilty is not saying you're innocent. It's just saying
not guilty means there's not enough evidence to put you away.
I don't know.
Means you covered your tracks just enough.
I'm not about confrontation and conflict about things I don't really know about, like sports. Mm-hmm. But I don't like Michael Vick.
I understand. No one I know really likes Michael Vick, especially after what he did.
But if people, I guess, are going to make money gambling off games and he's good, I guess that's why they like him.
I mean, look, I'm an Eagles fan, and I really don't want Michael Vick as the quarterback. But as of right now, there's nothing I can do about it to change it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stop rooting for my team.
I'm not saying
especially now after the wish that I had for so many years was that I wanted Andy Reid, the former coach of the Eagles, to be gone.
I know who that is because I ate dinner next to him at Champs Monday.
Was there any food left?
By the way,
did anybody see Andy Reid, the clip of Andy Reid from Sunday? He was wearing red hat, red shirt, looked like the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
I thought he was skinny now.
No.
That's
It's the Jets coach.
Yeah, that's Rex Ryan. Ryan.
Oh, Andy's fat.
Well, he was a big man when I didn't know, but our chairs were back to back.
She was all the way up against her table.
Like, what the fuck's behind me?
And
she stabbed herself with a fork.
My buddy's dad, who was across the way, he's like, "Joe, turn around." And I was like,
she immediately turned around. A big ginger.
And I still didn't know when he said his name. I was like, "Who?" And then that's how I knew who he was, because like Eagles coach. And I was like, "Oh."
I'm surprised you didn't know, because like people were throwing things.
He was
at
Champs?
Yeah, jail.
Really?
Yeah, this was.
Could you imagine Andy Reid eating at Champs?
When was it?
Sure, I mean, he probably lived up in that area.
No, I realize that, but don't you think he'd get like fucking mobbed. Shit thrown at him?
Yeah, I would think so.
Mobbed.
Like if I,
you think so?
I mean, maybe
like
people
negative things, not good things.
No, like people would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Why would you think
that? How long ago was this when this happened?
That's what I was just
like
asking.
A while ago, like probably 3 or 4 years ago, maybe.
So what were you, 14, 15?
Yeah, then I'm surprised he wasn't, like, getting death threats or stuff at that point.
I don't know. He was sitting with a really young, pretty blonde, very, like, model-like.
Well, you know, it wasn't his daughter because he neglects his kids.
Yeah. But she was, I don't know who she was, but she was very pretty and very young and didn't
That doesn't like sound like his wife.
Uh-uh. He's Mormon.
This was years ago, though, so...
Friends. He's Mormon. He's allowed to have more than one. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Is he
you think
Mormon?
He has?
Yeah.
You think he has more than one?
I'm sure.
You think so?
What does that mean when you're Mormon?
So. You fucking do whatever you want.
Do they practice
polygamy? I think so.
They practice what?
Polygamy.
What?
Polygamy.
Like a polygamist?
Polygamy ga.
Somato.
That was me trying to say shit.
Sabatabata.
It's like
you've
reading.
Never heard her fuck up her words.
I
on
was
the
reading
show.
And greeting.
Oh yeah,
I know how to say it now.
Say
existential.
What's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard? You're a moron.
A guy taught me how to say it on fucking Twitter today.
On Twitter, you learned that.
Yeah, he spelled it phonetically. And eggs.
Was it Pedro? Because that's what he does.
It was Steve.
Ah!
Existentialism.
Existentialism.
It is a pretty difficult word to say.
But I was reading ingredients of something, and it was like somatomasatin, whatever the fuck. I don't even know what that was.
Somatomasatin.
Somatic.
But this doesn't have any bad.
Somato.
There's corn syrup in it.
Yeah, this doesn't have anything hard to say on it. So I can't give you an example.
How many grams of sugar are in that?
23.
My God.
I love it. Maybe it's in here.
That definitely has high fructose corn syrup. They're candy corns. They're like straight syrup, hard syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so gross.
And
think about
confectioner's glaze.
Oh, they're probably, you wanna, yeah.
And salt.
They're gross.
You just ate so much.
I know, I like them, but they're gross. When you, it's like eating McDonald's, you know it's
disgusting.
You eat it anyway.
I don't eat McDonald's.
Sometimes you do.
When?
We had McDonald's breakfast a couple months ago.
Oh, I love McDonald's breakfast.
I don't eat McDonald's.
That doesn't count.
Boom!
McDonald's breakfast is the shit.
Really?
I love it. The like best pancakes.
Yeah.
Once a year, I'll have it.
Yeah, a couple times.
But you eat Burger King.
No. Just the chicken. I don't like the burgers. I like Wendy's burgers. If I have to have burgers, it'd be from Wendy's.
I love McDonald's breakfast.
Oh,
I like their McGriddles.
I'm too fat for it. I'm like a egg McMuffin away from a heart attack, but it's
they're
delicious.
Good. They're like so pancake good. Buns with a piece of sausage in the middle.
McGriddles?
I think too much sugar, though.
I love them.
They're good. They're the only things that I would eat from there.
They're so banging. They're so small. They're like smaller than they used to be or something.
I don't know. I had a steak, egg, and cheese bagel from there once. Because I like steak and eggs, you know?
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was absolutely fucking disgusting. Like,
because you probably weren't eating real steak.
Obviously, but...
You're probably like an ostrich.
Well, no, actually, I've had ostriches. It tastes pretty good. But it was nasty, though. It was like pieces of bone.
Ew.
And, like, it was gristly.
Reminds me of Popeye's chicken.
I've never had Popeye's.
Me neither.
Don't ever eat it.
I won't.
Don't.
So good.
Ew,
so good.
Like,
I love Popeye's chicken.
You won't like it after I tell you something.
You told me about it.
Oh, you still like it?
Tell.
Yeah, I ate it here not too long ago.
You still eat it after that?
Yeah.
Even after the video you watched and became a vegetarian last week?
I know, but I'm a vegetarian now, but only...
Why? What video did you watch?
Oh, no, this was different.
Oh. The pink goo? Are you talking about the pink goo video?
No, it was a... No, I don't want to talk about it.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
No. How they make chicken McNuggets?
No,
it's like pink slime, and they just keep whipping it, and then eventually it turns into like this chicken substance.
Oh my god,
it's crazy. It
turns into a tiny bowl of deliciousness. I don't know what your problem is.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. Just said.
Ew. Anyway, a couple years back ordered Popeye's chicken, like wings or drums or whatever.
So long, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken.
And I opened the box, and I had to push it away, and I let my friend across the way look at it. There was a straight-up chicken head. Eyeball socket was sunken, beak was there, head fried and everything. Popeye's chicken.
Well, I will say this. It's good to know that they use real chicken. That's refreshing.
It was really little chicken head, though. It wasn't like...
It's a midget chicken. It's nice to know that they use real chicken, because for the longest time, KFC was growing chickens, like chicken parts in a lab.
Yeah, they were manufacturing.
Yeah, well, they would just grow the breast of chicken.
It's making me grossed out. It's going to be a vegetarian after this talk.
But why, though? What's so bad about any of this shit?
It's gross.
Right, but I mean, like, the chicken part. Like, I can understand being freaked out. The chicken head.
Would you eat a chicken head with the beak and the eyes?
No. I'm not saying you should have ate the chicken head. I'm not saying you should have ate the chicken head. And I even understand why you were completely, like, thrown off.
I'll never go there again.
But doesn't it make you feel better to know that they're not growing chickens in a lab? Like, it was a real chicken, at least?
No.
They're crunchy.
No.
See... It's almost like reassuring to me that they use real chickens. It's like, wow, that's cool. They actually use chickens as opposed to...
It could be a genetically modified chicken with, like, I don't know.
Maybe it had two heads.
A two-headed chicken? Delicious.
Did you see the lobster with the five ears?
I don't know about two-headed, two-breasted chicken.
Breasted chicken.
No?
He's going to be at a museum in, like, Boston or something.
Who? What?
Oh, I missed it. The lobster with the five fingers. Do you see him?
No.
What?
And he's going to Boston? You can talk to him?
He's going to be on display at like a museum or something.
How does he have five fingers?
His claw is five fingers. Look it up.
What, like a human?
Yeah.
Fuck.
An asshole!
He has a left hand. Not even kidding. Look online.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Man.
Yeah, lobster claw. Again, it was on the front page of Yahoo.
I gotta go on the Yahoo, man.
I see it every day. It distracts me from checking my email, Yahoo News.
Why? Because you have a lobster waving at you on the front page?
Yeah, they always...
Hi, Chris!
Yahoo always has, like, crazy stories. Does anyone have an update on the boardwalk, by the way?
Oh, no.
That's a weird fucking question.
I was just thinking about it.
Let it burn.
No. We have to have some Jersey pride, right?
Yeah, everything's south of Seaside.
I agree with you on most aspects of that, but you know, I like the beach no matter where it's at. No? Did you see him?
Yeah.
He has a hand.
I just love how you put that. He's going to Boston. He's going to be on this plane.
Yeah, he's going to be going to Boston in a couple weeks. I think he's going to clear his schedule up. Yeah, like just gave it like human traits. Like,
one please?
He's got a hand, so he can buy a ticket. He uses the internet one-handed, but he just points, clicks.
I think he's blue, too. He's like a blue lobster. Do you see him, or are you looking up something else?
No, I can't figure out a way to word it properly.
Just the like hand claw or something.
Hold on, let me type that in. Just like hand claw or something like that.
Oh my god.
I put lobster hand claw. Because I put lobster and like all these cartoons and shit were coming up. It was weird.
No.
That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
Holy fuck, I see him.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
He has fingers.
He's an electrodactyly. Electrodactyly.
Is he blue?
Yeah.
See?
Look. I think they're all blue until they're cooked.
Just so you know, I found it in less than 10 seconds.
What are you looking at?
The bugs.
Electrodactyly. What? Where?
What are they, fleas?
Yeah.
Is it a flea?
No, look, it's crawling on there. What is that?
Oh.
That's what was flying. There's another one right there.
I do see the one there, up there now, around the fan.
Did you just kill him?
No.
Kill him.
Don't kill him, Missy.
Live in there.
What are you doing?
I'm putting him in there. There you go. I put him in there.
Where's there?
The Arizona iced tea can. He's got a hand. His name's Lola.
Yeah, it's a girl. I don't know how they know like the difference between like male and female lobsters. Hey,
Alrighty.
Electros. It's an actual electrodactyly. I can't fucking say it.
Why? What are you reading that you get these names from? Is it scientific names?
Wiki, wiki. Wiki.
Missy Dum Dum Style.
Oh, what is that from? Did you make that?
Missy Dum Dum Style.
Do you have the whole song?
No.
Did she dance to that? Baby gives CPR. That was in my last search.
All right.
All right, Miss, you want to pay some bills?
Sure. Make sure you go over to Tweaked Audio. Seven styles, seven colors, mic'd and non-mic'd. They're...
Sorry.
It's okay. They have a lifetime limited warranty, and if you put jerks in the code, you get one-third off.
You know what would help that?
If I was talking into the mic, I know.
Or if you say what the fuck they were.
I did. I said Tweaked Audio in the beginning.
What are they?
Earbuds.
There you go.
They're
head speakers.
They're head speakers.
They're great, great speakers.
Great, great speakers. Is there more?
What? Bye, nigga!
I saw that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks for tuning in.
That's it? Really?
Thank you
don't
for listening.
Don't we have other things?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Make sure you go to Amazon.com. Right? What is it? What's the other one?
You're right about Amazon, but they don't have to go to Amazon.com.
They have to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and click on the Riotcast banner. Or click on the Amazon banner.
Amazon banner.
And go buy some shit.
Buy lots of stuff. I did it today. I bought a bunch of stuff today.
What'd you buy?
DVDs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Documentaries.
Oh, documentaries?
Yeah, Kings of Leon and shit like that. Yeah. Wah, wah.
I was going to let you borrow Dumb and Dumber, but I don't want your stupid DVDs to give my DVD AIDS.
Your DVD has herpes.
Herpes all day. And also Gamefly. Gamefly is...
Just click on our banner.
Yeah, click on the banner.
Type in code word jerks.
Jerks. And get a 15-day? No.
2-disc trial.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom, the end.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom!
And that's all she wrote.
Check us out on...
iTunes.
And... the stuff you want everybody to be on, because you always say it. Twitter...
Oh, Twitter, Facebook, Vine. We're there.
Be nice to us on Facebook.
Be nice
whatever
to
you
us
said.
On
I don't
Twitter,
know.
Vine, SoundCloud. Yeah, Mark.
Check us out on Twitter and Facebook.
We're there.
And next week, tune in because I'll be much better.
Next week,
at everything
we're
then.
Off.
Oh, we are.
We are.
We're taking next Thursday off.
Okay.
Thanks, Kim, for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Awesome. Awesome job.
It was a good time.
We should come back. So next time you come back, actually, you can come back whenever the fuck you want, but next time you come back, we do have to do like a a battle of the minds.
Between the two
of
them.
Of the minds.
We're going to have like quizzes and trivia and stuff like that. And don't worry, we'll just leave the sports out of it.
It
wouldn't be entertaining.
And math. And science. And just general knowledge.
A little bit of math in there.
Okay.
What's 2 plus 2?
4.
Good. Good. Very good.
Sometimes I question
that's
that,
a good. That's a good ending.
Sorry.
Yawning into the
I backed off.
No, you didn't. You were right up on it.
And when I started, you saw.
When you were done, you were like... All right, so you do exactly what you did to start the show. You're going to do it to end the show.
What, I bombed?
No.
I'm my eyes, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.